So doing Rashi. So what Rashi says is like this. Rashi in the Mishnah pays Ayin on the base. Okay. The first Aisha. So Tetze Mizel Mizel. So Rashi is Kishoresh Ish Shezinsa. So she's like an ordinary Ish. Why? Because the love Anusa. She's not considered Anusa, Rashi says. So now Rashi is Va'afal Gav Dimnu Rabban Leit Echad. So Rashi says, even though they believe they'd echad, so Rashi says, but over here, it was based on the fact that she's daika. But over here, she wasn't daika. So Rashi's fine up to this point. All Rashi's saying is that she's not anusa. But then Rashi adds, v'hod lo daika kansala. What do you mean kansala? It's not kansala. She's not anusa. Well, why don't Rashi continue with his original line of reasoning? Namely, that she was supposed to be daika and she wasn't daika. That's not anusa. Anusa, honest Rahman Patra, means he did everything he could. She didn't do everything she could. So she's not anusa. So that's it. So the answer is Rashi apparently holds two things. First of all, the Horos Bezdin was not a Horos. Rashi could have said there's no Horos. Because why? Because it was all based on an assumption, and that assumption was false. But the answer is even though the Horos was caused by the assumption, but it wasn't incorporated. The assumption was not incorporated in the Horos. So the Horos stands on its own. It's a Horos Bezdin. Many reasons can cause Bezdin to make a decision. That doesn't mean that if any of those reasons turn out to be not true, that the decision of the Bezdin is doesn't stand anymore. There's a lot of causative agents. But it's only if the cause is incorporated in the Hara, then it wouldn't stand. But over here, the fact that she's dyke is not incorporated in the Hara. So Rashi's problem is that there's two types of onus. One type of onus is a gavra. The gavra is an onus. The gavra is an intrinsic onus because they pursued every avenue and they couldn't find anything. That's an intrinsic onus. So Rashi says over here she's not. That's the beginning of Rashi. She's kishore, she says she's insa. Dahach lav anusa. As a gavra, she's not an anusa. Why? Because she wasn't daika. Okay? But Rashi's bothered with another problem. That you could be an onus because of a hara. Apparently Rashi holds that there's a second kind of an onus. If Bezdin gave hara and then I did it, so there was a hara, so the smach, the fact that I'm so mechon the hara, that itself renders me an onus. Because now I have hara Bezdin. So the hara itself renders me an onus. Because now I'm relying on the hara. So I'm an honest machmas hara. So Rashi says that that's the gafagav. And even though that what? Dimnur ban leit echad, and there was a haras bezdin. No. Since the haras bezdin was based on the fact that she was daika and she wasn't, so they gave her a knas. And the knas was that the hara, we will not allow the hara to render you an honest. That's the knas. Okay? That's right. That's correct.
So that's an additional thing.
That's correct. So this really proves what we were saying before, the bottom part of the Mishnah. Because the bottom part of the Mishnah is saying that what? That if it was Nein Echor and Bezdin Paskin, Bezdin gave a Hora, so even though she wasn't Daikor, but the Hora is going to pop up from carbon. So you see the Hora, while it's based on Daikor, it doesn't incorporate Daikor. And therefore the Hora stands by itself. And the hara is a potem and a carbon because yochid she'asa al pi hara is bezdin is potem and a carbon. That's a separate gzeiras kasef. So what does that show you? That shows you that the halacha of yochid she'asa al pi hara is bezdin is potem and a carbon is not a halacha of onus. Okay? It's not a halacha of onus. Because here we're saying that what? I mean, that seems clear from the Mishnah, that the p'tur of Yochid She'osa Boroz Bezdin Potem and a carbon is a separate halacha and carbon. That carbon, al piho, carbon, you not have a carbon unless you're going against the system. But if the system itself was matir, if there was a hara, so then you potem a carbon. It's a separate p'tur and carbon. Not because you're an onus.
How are you showing that?
Because you see that by two edim, she's considered an onus. Excuse me? Yeah, so vis-a-vis the carbon, she's not honest. So Kal v'chomer, the fact that Bezdin gave her raw, that certainly would make her an honest. If she went, if If she went and she was bodek and did everything possible, that's not enough of an honest for carbon. So haros bezin is certainly not enough. Why is that better? I mean, that's certainly not better. So you must say it's a separate halacha of yochid she'os al pi haros bezin is potter, is a separate turin carbon. That's what you have to say. Okay. But I'll ask you, who's more of an honest? The person that did everything they possibly could and then they found that it was wrong? Or a person who knew they were lazy and they had a raw specimen? That's an honor. I mean, now the question is, the bottom line question. The question is that why is it that vis-a-vis, if she did shlopi bezel, means she did it lp eder, correct? So why is it that when she did it lp eder, that what do we say? That we split the honest. That vis-a-vis the Baal, we say she is a real honest. But vis-a-vis carbon, we don't say that she's an honest. Why the Baal olam tuni? She should have waited. Should have waited, so why should she wait over there too? So what's the answer? I mean, what's the difference? What's the answer? You see, what would be an honest by carbon, for instance? What would be an honest by carbon? An honest by carbon is, I have shuman in my refrigerator. And somebody takes out the shuman and they put in chalav. Then I'm definitely a chalav carbon. That's an honest. So I had nothing to do with it. They fooled me. Okay? But if I made a mistake, and I put the chalev in my refrigerator instead of the shuman, I did it, then I'm chayv a carbon. I forgot, I did it. Okay? Then I'm chayv a carbon. So what does it mean? So it means that carbon is wherever the avera is traceable to you. Wherever it's traceable to you, that's when you're chayv a carbon. Okay? Now, the question over here is by Edom. What about Edom? She had Edom. You see, the Edom is a halacha. Edom, when you have Edom, it doesn't mean that when Edom say something, that's the reality. Edom is a halacha in the system of Din. Al pishnayim Edom yakum dover. You have to Edom, that's all, that's halachically we endow the, in the frame of reference of halacha, of Issa v'heter. Or of dinei mominus, or of dinei nefashis, wherever you need an establishment of fact, so Edom established a fact and has halachic validity. It has halachic validity. So for this woman, could you say that she's usher if she has Edom, that she's usher to go back to her, that she's usher to live with this, with the second guy? No. Because why can't she? Because you're saying there's halachic issa. But in the realm of halachic phenomena, we have another halachic institution of Eder. So in that framework, there's no issa. Okay, that removes the issa. Okay, so Edom is a thing that works within the halachic frame of reference. Okay. So therefore, is there an Isser? No, there's no Isser. But in terms of carbon is not because you violated an Isser. Carbon is because you weren't a Nizar. You weren't a Nizar in the mitzvah. You weren't a Nizar in the mitzvah. So insofar as that is concerned, as long as the Maisa Avera can be traced to your lack of Zahirus, then it's not considered Shogay anymore. It's not considered Shogay. Okay? So even though in terms of Halacha there was no Isser at the time because of the Hagodas Eidus, but Hagodas Eidus is a Halachic institution. But that doesn't free you from, it doesn't create facts. It creates halachic, it gives you a right to act according to halacha. In the framework of halacha, it gives you a right to act. But in the framework of whether of your responsibility for the mitzvah, if the Maisa Avera was a result, can be traced to your lack of zehirus, then you're chayav. It's two different systems. It would seem basically what we're saying here is that Maisa Avera is machayav you in a carbon, unless it had nothing to do with it. But the reason why you're chayav in a carbon is not because you were a bad person, you acted according to halacha, but there was a Maisa Avera that was done here by you. As long as it's and the target of Machayev, you were carbon for an honest. Target said, anybody does any Maisa Avera is chayav in a carbon. That wouldn't be illogical. Wouldn't be impossible. It's not impossible. But the Torah only did it where it's traceable to you. If it's not traceable to you, so then you're not in the parasha of karma. But it's not because you did something wrong. The person didn't do anything wrong. He was half asleep and he had two pieces of meat and he put the wrong one in the refrigerator. Didn't do anything wrong. But the fact is there was a Maisa Avera done by him, and a Maisa Avera that's done by a human being demands a certain recognition. Unless it's completely untraceable to him, then it doesn't. Excuse me? That's a separate p'tor. If you act on the Horos based in, that's a separate p'tor. It's a separate p'tor in carbon. Why it is, I don't know. It's a separate institution. In other words, the system of Edim, the halacha of Edim is a different kind of a thing. Different kind of a system. It's perfect for what it does. It establishes halachic fact, and based on that, Isurim, Eterim, that's what it's designed for. That's what it does. But when you're talking about personal responsibility, that doesn't come into the picture. The Edim, they can't say technical. The technical has nothing to do with the personal responsibility. Personal responsibility has to be determined in a different manner, in different criteria. So that's the criterion over there is, that as long as traceable or not traceable, that's the criterion of carbon. I have a good person has to be in carbon. That's what it is. It has to be a system. Okay. That's great. That's a good example. Yeah, you wouldn't risk your life for 2 Edim. 2 Edim when it says, would you risk your life? Depends. Not so quick. Then how long should she wait? As long as it's not going to come back. You know what I mean? It means to say that that's the thing, that if it occurred and it's traceable, so then that's it. Then you have it. Yes, I'm not sure. So Tosfos shows you, that's Tosfos' problem once again. Tosfos' problem is that now you're saying it echoes nem midaraisa, such as Shnei Edim. So why should she, if there were 2 Edim and she went to Bezdin? So 2 Edim alone, she can go back to the first one. So she went to Bezdin, the worst can't be. So why is Erechon any different? That's the first question. Second, I don't know which one's first or second, but also Tais bothers, what do you mean, Bishus Bezdin? Bishus Bezdin means literally you can't do it on your own. Halachically, you need Bishus Bezdin. It's not just saying that Holchala Bezdin, it's saying Bishus Bezdin. So why is that Bishus Bezdin? So Taisvus answers, he says that by 2 Edim everybody knows. So apparently, but by 8 Echad, it's not a Davi Yadua. It's not so pashut. So apparently it means that what Taisus is saying is that whether you need Rishus Bezdin or you don't need Rishus Bezdin is totally, and if the Dove is a Dove of Pashut or if it's not a Dove of Pashut. If it's not a Dove of Pashut, so then you can't, you have to be sure. And what? It would seem so. That once it's not a Dove of Pashut, so then it demands a Shel of a Best. Demands a Ross Best. Because Eidech is not having everything, certain conditions, this, or whatever it is. It's not a Dove of Pashut. So the moment it's not a Dove of Pashut, So that's machayev in shelo bebezdin. So it means to say, it's an interesting thing. So Taisus means to say that that's halach midaraisa. That midaraisa, you can't act on your own. You cannot act on your own if it's not a double pashut. That's halach of ki poli mimcha double mishpah. You have to go to, you must go to bezdin. You must go to bezdin. And if you don't, then you're acting outside of the rishus haTorah. Acting outside of the rishus haTorah. You must have rishus bezdin. That's the Taisus saying. What determines whether you need bezdin or not? If it's a double pashut or not. Double pashut, the only bezdin. If it's not a double pashut, you can't act on it unless you go to bezdin. It's an interesting thing. So you see, bezdin comes in two types of situations. Sometimes bezdin comes in because it's halach of mishpat. And mishpat intrinsically requires bezdin. But there's bezdin benageh to hora also. That bezdin exists in order to, because you must have a raw. So when does the institution of bezdin become activated as an institution of a raw? So that's what Taish says, when it's not a double pasha. When it's not a double pasha. Double pasha, you don't need, bezdin is not active. There's no din bezdin. But if it's not a double pasha where there's a shela, makam shela, then bezdin, the Torah demands that you can't do it without the rishus of bezdin. Can't do it without, that's what they're saying, interesting tests. Can't do it. Certain things you can do without the rishus of bezdin, do by yourself, whereas double pasha, not a double pasha, the Torah is machayev you to go and be shol and bezdin. And if you do it without that, you're acting against the Torah. You only have a right to do it, only rishus bezdin. It demands rishus bezdin. And it's determined simply by whether it's a double pasha. That's the criteria. If it's double pasha, do by yourself. Not a double pasha, you must be shalom bezdin. That's what Taisa establishes. Because when Taisa says, "Avo b'shnayim adover yadua shim," it's a dover yadua. It's a dover. If it's a dover yadua lakol, you don't have to go. You don't need bezdin. But you see a flip side from Taisa here also. You see something else from Taisa, that the eid echor has nothing to do with the bezdin really. You know what I mean? It's not eight echad bebezdin. It's just eight echad. Then yeah, there's certain things. There's a kabbalah sedus in bezdin itself. Like for instance, eight echad mechayev shrua. All those things. It's the intrinsic kabbalah bezdin that creates the chiyuv. You see, so the hagodas ha'eid becomes validated, becomes functional, becomes an entity by the bezdin. Not over here. Over here, bezdin's extraneous. They're just giving hora. But it's a dover. It's milsa de tzarech hora. It's milsa de tzarech. There's a milsa de tzarech hora, and a milsa de tzarech hora. Bezdin comes in as a nosin rishus. You must ask the rishus of the bezdin. What the criteria are for such things? I don't know exactly. But Taisus is saying that there's two types of things. That's what they're saying. It's an interesting question. In other words, like this. Let's say, for instance, so you have the phenomenon like this. You have Edim, which are instruments of Bira. And the Halacha sanctions them as a vehicle of Bira. But the objective is always Bira. The objective is Bira Dom. Okay, that's why I have the Rashi Hakata Hetev. Because even though you have Nemanis of two Edim, but it's not simply, the Torah is not telling you to rely on the technical Haggadah. The Torah is telling you the Haggadah is a vehicle of Birun, and it's a reliable vehicle. You have a halacha, you have a right to rely on it. But that doesn't mean that the objective, doesn't mean that that they're an end in itself. The objective of Bira Dovar is always there. Because that's intrinsic in the system. The only thing is that Edom are a reliable method in the process of Bira Dava. But the individual, but the intent, the objective is always Bira Dava. Okay? So, since that's the case, it's possible, let's say for instance, you took a Goddess Adis, you took the instrument and the vehicle, but you didn't use it properly, so you'd be in violation of the Alpidin, you weren't over any avera because technically you relied on the Edom, and the Edom have nemanis. The Edom are sanctioned, have nemanis. But the objective the objective of Birur has been compromised. The objective of Birur Dover has been compromised. So let's say Bezdin, for instance, is in Choka properly. So you can't say that they were Chotech that did not appear Eidim. You have Eidim, you have a God to say that. That's not honest. They have no honest. But they didn't use the instrument properly. The objective of the Eidim has been, which is Bira Dovar, has not been accomplished. Okay? That's a separate, in other words, the halacha of Eidim, there's two halachas. The halacha of Eidim are a reliable instrument. That means they're reliable evidence. You have a right to rely on them. But that doesn't mean that there's no further objective of Bira Dovar, that's really the objective of the Torah. So if a person misuses Eidim, so then you can't say he was over an Isser because he had the reliability of Eidim. But what was he over? He misused the vehicle in terms of its objective. The vehicle has an objective and he misused it in terms of its objective. Okay. So there you can't say he was over an Isser because they're reliable, but it's a misuse. In other words, he's thwarting the objective of the institution. Okay, so what is the what do the chacham do? So the chachamim, when a person does that, the chachamim place the knas on the individual. Place the knas on the individual, because the objective of the Eidim is really in order to accomplish Birur. It's not an end in itself. The Eidim are always tied to a kiyum, have an objective, a kiyum of Birur. So if a person would misuse the institution, so you can't say that he's over an Isser because technically he has the Eidim. But in terms of how he employed the institution of Birur, there he didn't do it properly, because the objective of the Torah is in order that the Dover should be Mavura. So it's possible for an individual to misuse the institution of Birur. What did the Chacham do in such a case? The Chachamim placed a knas on the individual. Placed a knas on the individual. So if a person will say, you'll hear, I've got to say Rechora, a technical haggadah, but the person will say, oh, I'll rely on it. Even though the individual knows it's questioned or questions, it's questionable, but the person won't pursue it. He won't pursue it. So did he violate what the Torah said or not? So the answer is, in terms of the technical violation, he didn't violate, but he's relying on the Erechot. But in terms of the objective of the haggadah sedus, there he's definitely not in line with the objective of the system. Okay? Because the objective of the system is to find out what happened. So what do you do in a case where a person uses the instruments that were sanctioned as instruments of Birur, the Torah validates them as instruments of Birur, but the person misuses them? In other words, in terms of Birur, they're compromised. But they use the instruments of Birur. So according to Halacha, you can't say they're in violation. But definitely, insofar as the objective of the entities, he's in violation. So if a person will just hear a Haggadah, and immediately, just because it's what they want to hear, so say, I rely on the Sedech. That would not be even though the Eid is Neid Kasher. But if the person doesn't use it as a vehicle of determination in the proper manner, so then he's in violation of the objective of the institution. So if you're in violation of the objective of an institution has an objective, and you're in violation of the objective of the institution, you're not technically over an Issa, because the institution is there. Exists, but the Chachamim placed a knas on such an individual because such an individual is misusing the entity. That's the phenomenon of the Veda. The phenomenon of Edom is that Edom are not the end of the line. The Edom have halachic validity, but the halachic validity of the Edom is within the framework of Birur. So if a person misuses that entity, so then the halachically is no violation. Halachically is no violation. But in terms of, did he act against the Torah? Yes, he acted against the Torah in a way, because the Torah set this up as having an objective of Birur, and they thwarted the Birur. They weren't involved in Birur Torah. So in such a case, the Chacham set up a knas. So the only question is, so by two Edom also you can do that. By two Edom also. So that's what he's saying, the Tais Rush. He's saying, really, when an individual did it by two Edom, ain't a phenomenon, you should do it also. But he says, by Eid Echad, there's more reason for it. Because by two Edom, since it's Nechra, I do some Abezin, so there's less reason even though it was done not properly, it wasn't done properly, but there's less reason to have a knas. But because there was a level of biru, because intrinsically in the Agadas Eidus, there's a level of biru. So over there they didn't place a knas. Where the institution intrinsically has a certain level of biru, why? Because over there you have corroborative evidence. You have two Edom and it's Drishva Chakira, so you have corroborative evidence. Where the evidence is, where Agadas Eidus is corroborative, then we say that's a qualitative level of biru. That's why he mentions the Drishva Chakira. Because you have corroboration. So once you have corroboration, that's a certain level. When there's corroborative evidence, so then we don't institute a knas. But by an Eid Echad, there is no corroborative evidence. So it's lacking in a quality. So the individual simply relied on the Eid Echad because they wanted to do what they wanted to do. So they simply followed the instrument. But they completely blocked the objective of the institution. So it's true, technically there's no issue. But did they go negat Torah in an indirect way? Yes. I mean, they went negat Torah. It has an objective. So they said, Acham instituted a knas. In other words, you see, I think what it means is like this, that there are cases where the person themselves knows that it's true when Eid Echad came, and it's true, Bezdin questioned him, but there are cases where the person themselves knows that there's something funny and something suspicious going on. But they'll say they're relying on the Eid, you see. That's the case of knas. In other words, a person can't say that they have their own doubts about it in reality, but they say, yeah, but halacha was the Torah was mamon and erecha. Can't do that. That's really against halacha. Yeah, I don't care what the Bezdin did, but the person, what do you mean? No, because by two Edom they didn't institute a knas. It would also be wrong. That's why he says tvei, it would also be wrong. If I know, for instance, let's say, I have to determine an event, and two Edom come, and they pass the Jewish Chakir and Bezin, but I have my own doubts about it. You know, the reasons why I have doubt. I have no right to say, that's it, I'll rely, I've got to say this. I've got to say this is the Rice, and I'm going to rely on it. If, insofar as I'm concerned, there's no Bira Davar, you can't do it. You can't do it. It's not a technical out. I've got to say this is not a technical out. What? So that's what he wants. That's what he's saying. Because you can't put they didn't put a knas by Shnei Edom, because by Shnei Edom, since it's corroborative evidence, it's a level of evidence where it's inappropriate to put a knas against such a thing. As if you're implying that the Agadas Eidus is no good. It's not appropriate. Because in a case where there's Agadas Eidus and there's Rishva Hakira and Bezin, it's not appropriate for Bezin to put on a but Eid Echad not, because Eid Echad you don't have corroborative evidence. What? It's not corroboration. Rishon Chakir is we take them to separate rooms and Nimtzei do some chavanas. You can't do the by Eid Echad. Eid Echad is not corroborative. That's Rishon Chakir. You can't have a by Eid Echad. It's not possible. It's qualitative. No, they question. I mean, question, but it's not the same thing. You can't have the real Nimtzei do some chavanas. It's good. That's only by two Eidim. So where you have a level of Biru of two Edom, They didn't institute a knas. But even by two Eidim, it's true. Let's say, for instance, two Eidim will come. The Isha will know that there's something funny. And two Eidim will come to Bezin and pass all the Jewish tears and everything. But the woman has doubts in her mind. There's something funny going on here. I don't know. I don't believe it. There's something questionable here. She's not allowed to follow it here. She's not definitely not allowed to follow. She can't say, I got to say this, that's it. I go point Allah. Because the whole kiyum of I got to say this is bir davar amita. So if she has a doubts about it, she can't do it. So the Eidim could have gone through all the Jewish v'chakiras, but if she really is not sure, so there's no head to fight it. Let's say in such a case, she goes ahead and does it because she doesn't want to be bothered. So she goes ahead and she wishful thinking and she wants to follow the Eidim. So then there's a knas. But in two Eidim, they didn't implement the knas. But that's why he's saying tfei. Because in reality, she deserves a knas in that case, though. But you have to realize when Chacham established knasos, they have to make sense objectively in terms of the framework. So where there's a framework of Jewish v'chakira and Shnei Eidim, it doesn't make sense to have knas. But in terms of her decision making, it's the same thing. You can't just say by Eidim it's a halachic phenomenon. Now the Eidim went through the Bezin halachic phenomenon. That's it. It's not true by Eidim. By Eidim, you want to determine really what happened. It's a question of Bir Adavid. You can rely on it. That's true. The Torah says the Torah authorizes. You can rely on it. But the Bir Adavar is always there. And if in Bir Adavar there's something, there's a problem, they can't do it. Bezin may not be able to stop it because Bezin has to go by their Bir. But if the individual knows that it's questionable, there's something wrong here. So what the Chum said was like this, that where the guy comes back, obviously there was something wrong here. So therefore we say that she really was suspicious and she had her doubts. There was reason to doubt the Erechad, but she wanted to get off, so she used the means of Edus. But that's absolutely awesome. That's what it means. Havalolamedic means where that I got to say this is not an end in itself. I got to say this is simply authorized as a vehicle in an objective. An objective of determining the truth. So if the individual had their doubts about it, they can't do it. They can't follow it. Can't just say, oh, easy. Bezin authorized the Eidim. This is good. Doesn't matter. Two Eidim doesn't matter one Eidim. But the only thing is by two Eidim, they didn't make a knas. But it's the same idea, basically. It's the same idea. Same concept. That's what he's saying. So the Chachamim wanted to take care of the case where the person just tries to escape by the technical Haggadah. That's wrong. That the Chacham didn't want to happen. So in many cases where you have an aid and the Isha knows there's something funny about this Haggadah. There's something doubtful over here. But she lets it go through the Bezin, passes through the Bezin, and she gets married based on that. That's absolutely awesome. Absolutely awesome. She violate, can't point to any violation, can't point to any violation. But that's absolutely awesome because she's going against the whole objective of the Eidus. Going against the whole objective, just like a bad Bezin that would run Eidim through and they don't bother to Jewish Chakira. You can just say that they were in violation? No. I mean, technically, Apishnai made them Davis, or Eidim and the Mavis. But the whole vehicle of the Eidus is to determine what the truth is. That they're definitely over. They're definitely over the Yisra of the Rosh Hashanah, the Hetev, to look for the Emes. So over here you have that case by the Isha. By the Isha you have that case because she's in a situation where there's a great desire to get married. So there's a situation of where she has tendentiousness. So therefore the halacha came in and established a knas. Where the guy comes back, it means that there's something wrong over here. She just simply decided to rely on this. I got to say, so Chum made a knas. Okay, that's a good point because by Erechas, as mentioned before, that the horah is a potem and a korban. So even though there was Jewish v'chakir in Bezin by the and it was in front of Bezin, but that's an ain't tzarich l'horah because it's davar pashut. So you see that where Bezin's actively involved. Even though they give a horah, but if it's ain't tzarich l'horah, it doesn't matter. But by Erecho is not a double Pasha. Not a double Pasha, so then it gives it a Din Hara. Once it's Din Hara, so then it's going to pop them in a carbon. So that was the first part of Taisha. Taisha establishes that where does Bezdin have a Din of Hara? Wherever it's not a double Pasha, so then there's a Din of Hara. Because it's something you have to ask. So Erecho is always Din of Hara. But Shnei Edim is double Pasha. Shnei Edim is double Pasha, is no Din of Hara. Yeah, that explains it. If two Edom come, why she's still chayav a carbon? Because so far vis-a-vis carbon, she's not an onus. We're gonna say she's an onus. That's not considered an onus. But the lashon tesis that we have is misleading. It's not medipter. The tesis of Rush is lashon is much better. I wouldn't say that. No, you see from tesis, it's a good point. You see from tesis that Jewish v'chakira is halacha in the very essence of Edom. Which means that it's halach and Kabbalah Seder. So you have to have a Kabbalah Seder, you have to have a Kabbalah Seder and doesn't. Otherwise, there's never a din of Shnei Edom. Rashi's mashma that there's a din of Shnei Edom, even we don't need Jewish Fakir and Bezin. That seems my flag is Rashi and Taisus. Taisus Rashi seems to say that the Shnei Edom require Jewish Fakirah. So there's no din of Shnei Edom unless you have Jewish Fakirah. According to Rashi, no. Jewish Fakirah is extraneous, but the Shnei Edom, if two Edom come and tell her, so she has a right to go to go by that, and only in Chosh Mishi have the Rosh Chakar Taita. It's interesting. It's an interesting machlekes. Yeah. You're right. I mean, this is a good point. Mendy's making it. You see, machlekes Hashanim with regard to Isurin to establish a fact whether you say it has a din of Shnei Edom where there's no Drish Chakir and Bezer. According to Rashi, it's clear. You don't need it. Point is a Rashi, neither without Jewish Kibbutz Bezin, it doesn't have a din of Kabbalah, it doesn't have a din of Shnei Edom. So you need a Kabbalah Seder.
What do you see from Rashi
there? It's much like that, because Rashi just says, Shabbos Shnei Edom, V'amru Meis Balech, V'nisus Me'atzma. I mean, it sounds pretty much like Rashi just went, so you see, so that'll be enough like a Rishonah, where the two Edom have a din of two Edom, Shalo Bezin, where there's no Kabbalah Seder in Bezin. So yeah, you have the bedikas over there. So you have to be. So you have to use your own minds for the bedikas. If they don't do it properly, then it would be the same thing. But they're not employing the method properly. Yeah. It's pasuk and tefillah. So the objective is always the emes. Okay, so what we did was the sheet of Rav Meir. Of course, Rav Meir maintains that Amr lo shnayim achalta chaylev and he says lo achalti. So Rav Meir holds that he's chayev. So Taisus, the question increases to Yud Beis, I'm an Aleph. That how could Rav Meir be machayev? We never machayev a person about korchach. Because as the Gemara says, chayev achator same mashkin asa. So he holds, he didn't do it. So it's Balkarcho. He doesn't want any kapar. He doesn't need any kapar. So Taisva says, Yishlam l'asam marik ha'shamad lo nichalei b'kapar. Aval hai nichalei b'kapar, ala shehu sovru lios potter. Then memashkin also. So on the surface, Taisva is impossible. Because what do you mean he wants kapar? He holds, he didn't do the avera. What kapar could he need? I mean, he wants kapar for what? In general, he likes kapar. He holds it into the Avera, so it's Kalva Chomer. Over here is worse. He holds he doesn't even need any Kapar. Over there, he doesn't want Kapar, but he holds he did the Avera. Yeah. So what we said is like this. So we said, Taisvis holds, see, Rav Meir basically holds that carbon is an onus, just like any other onus. That's why Rav Meir says, in the Vishnam, the Misa Chomer, the carbon akal, because what he holds is that carbon is an onus. So Taisha says, fine. So carbon is an onesh, but the fact is, ain't mashkin, you can't bring bar korcho, and here the person is bar korcho. So Taisha says, no, that over here, the halacha bezdin, since it's halacha, that's moser le bezdin. And bezdin is done just like in any other case of onesh. So bezdin is machayev him in a chatas. And the chiyuv chatas itself is a machayev in kapara. That's what Taisha holds. A raya, we brought to that idea that the chiyuv chatas is mechayev and kapara from the Gemara and Sanhedrin, Nigmar Adin. Because the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that ima yadeshu mezumam omer te misasi kal paro kol avon oisle chutz me avon ze. So then the Amr lo, so chamagim, because everybody else said, But let's take Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? I mean, why does he have to say, you know, shouldn't have to say anything? Why does he have to say, it's just like regular guy that's dying. Why does he have to say that? So you see that the chi of Misa is a separate machayev in kapar. And that's the Lashon Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel. Was Lashon Rambam that even though he knows, Rambam says he still has to say it. The end of Allah. He says, afilu yada ba'atzma, shesheker ha'idu olav kach, shesheker ha'idu olav, kach hu misvada. So what does that show you? So why is it from misvada if he knows it's sheker? He's not talking about forcing him, I mean, he's yetzel hori, lomos. So what's the reason? So the reason is because the chi of misa itself is a machayev and kapar. It's a specific machayev. That's really what Taisus is. That's what Taisus is saying. Okay. So Ramban says, so what is how do the Chumam argue on Reb Meir? So he says there are two lashonos increases. One lashon increases is that the Chachamim go completely to the other side. That's the Lishon Achrina. Mishum de Odom nemen alatz mo yosum in meya ish. Vafilu b'tumachadash adlek l'tutsa de bura. There's no way to explain it. And because it's the same day. So the Rachmana Omar v'lo sheyodiyu acherim. The kivan the milsa de naf shehi. V'chayve chatos v'ashamos im mashkin enosan. Mayesh lebeznoah. And Yitzel is kapra, Yavi kovim is kapra, from love way is kapra. Okay. That's what we're saying. That's the point, that's what Ramban says. That according to the second Lashon, that's the very machlokes between the Chachamim and Reb Meir. The Chachamim maintain this is not an issue for Bezin. It's not an onesh. Kapara is bein olamachal. Okay, and that's what they mean. When they said, Maim Yitzel lo mameza, you see, that's exactly, they use that expression. But what they mean is, he could say, this is Beino Lamakom. He could tell them Mezeris. I mean, it doesn't matter. It means this is simply, not muscle of best. That's one shot. Okay. That's one shot. But another shot is, the other shot is that Kivon dafilu basa she'omar lo achalti yochelu l'taritz v'lo mar lo achalti she'o gela mezid amrinin ki omar nami lo achalti klal is mehemon. He has nemonis. So in that case, we say that the Chachamim really agree with Reb Meir, that it's muscle of bezin. But the only thing is, he has nemonis alatzma. Yes, Nemonis. So it comes out if the Chacham agree with Reb Meir in principle. So it means that they agree also that it's Moser LeBezdin, and if Bezdin determines that what? That he's Chayev a carbon, so then he's Chayev. He holds his putter. It doesn't matter. What about Kapara? So the answer is the Chayev carbon is Machayev and Kapara. So according to Ramban, this whole Gemara is going according to the Shita that holds that the Chachamim hold it's Bein Olamachal. Okay, so how do you learn it? It's like this. Ohoda love Chatas, like the Dvar says that in order to be Chayev Chatas, you have to smichus alev. He doesn't have to remember doing it. In terms of Tshuva, he doesn't remember doing the Maisa, but that doesn't matter because. Because as long as he knows that there was a Maisish Gaga, that he was a Bali de Maisish Gaga, that's the Machayev. Okay? Like he's Bali de Maisish Gaga, like Svisa. So that's Machayev. So he doesn't have to remember doing it. He just the fact that he knows that he was Bali de Shigagas Kares. That's the Machayev. Okay. So it means like, oh, I love Chatas Lo Shiodu Acher. Means that if he denies it, so then it's completely, Lo Shiodu Acherim means where he's Makshish. right? Well, he's makshash. If he's makshash, it doesn't matter. Even if the avedim would know. But you might think, well, he's not makshash. Then, and he says, any yodea, that he would also be potter. Tamad lama hodelov. Mikomakom. So, gmasechidami. If you're going to tell me that there's two edim, so of course, there's michas alev. It's two edim. But, so you must say that what? That it's speaking by one aid. So what does Gemara mean? But not that the pasuk over here came to teach you that eid echad is good. This isn't a place to teach you that echad is good. But the pasuk is telling you that he needs, like the Ritva says, he needs a certain level of smichas alev. So by two aidim, of course, the smichas alev. And of course, we know what happened. But by an eid echad, you might think that even though the eid is nemon, but there's not enough smichas alev, the mashmalah, no. Even an eid echad is good enough for smichas alev. But agav orcha, we know that an eid echad has nemonis. Because if he has no nemonis, he could have all the smichas alev possible, but he's certainly not, he's not chayev. So agav orcha, we learn that what? That an eid echad has nemonis. That's what the Gemara says. Okay? That's what the Gemara is saying. If an eid echad has no nemonis, then we don't know the event took place. So you see from here that we must know the event took place because eid echad is nemon. That's the underlying phenomenon. And the Ohoda is telling you that even though it's only an eid echad, so it's not a davar borer legamri, but that's enough for a smichas alev to be mechayev in a carbon. Even though it's a shear in smichas alev. That's the pasuk. That's a shear in smichas alev. Even though that's not, because we said, that's what we said yesterday, that the halach of edim is really, is the kiyum of edim is bira davar. So two edim is more bira. So maybe you'll think that that's not enough because it's not davar mevor legamri. So even if you hold that echad as neman, that's what we said, yeah, that's Taisus basically. Because like Taisus said, even though an erech is neman kishnei edim, but tzorach livdo. Havalalameda. Why? Because it lacks bira. It has halachic to rely on it, but it lacks bira. So here you might think erech is not good enough. There's not enough smichas alev for kapara. Because kapara is a separate institution. Mashmalah, no, erech is. Okay. In other words, the Gemara is the Machayev in Chattas is that the person was placed himself in a situation where he violated a Chiyuv Karas B'Shari. Okay, that's the Machayev. So once we know he did it, once he knows, that's it. It's Chayev. But there's a Lach of Hodai Lach. It must be a Lach. So besides the fact, there must be the Elov. So that really, the Elov is the Chiddush in the Torah. That one is also Elov. So now the Gemara says that what? That maybe the reason is because Shtika Kadosh. So what does it mean Shtika Kadosh? The Taish says Shtika doesn't mean Hodah Mamash, which is good. Because if it meant Hodah Mamash, so then what's the Chiddush? A Hodah Elov was. You don't need a pasuk for that. It's Hodah Mamash, you don't need a pasuk. But Taisva says it means kivan the shusik nira lo emes yodea ktsas shiyesh raglayim l'dor. Okay, what does that? What does that mean? What do you mean? I mean, how do we know the whole thing was? You have to know what happened. We don't know what happened. Eid echad is not a mamash. I didn't know what happened, right? But there's a Taisva in kedushin. See, Taisva is like this. The cases in kedushin like this. Daf samach vav amud aleph. That the question is an eid echad nemar? It says, Iboilu, ishto zinsa be'eid echad, v'shosek, ma'u. Amar bayan nemar, rav amar eino nemar, avi dovashe be'erva and dovashe be'er pachas b'shnayim. Amar bayan meno aminu lo, so by saying, why do I say nemar? The husam yadav mesad mas naisa kame de mar shmuel. So, yeah. Okay, so Gemara goes into the case. But one second, I don't have to go that far. One second. Tasis. So Rava says, because of what? Because it's Davashir Bever and Davashir Pachas Mishnayim. So Tasis and Toma, Kivan the Shosek, Shtika Kododam, Yolomalote Osolov. In other words, with a guy, in other words, the Eid Echot says that this guy was Mizana with his wife, and the guy was Shosek. That's the case. So Teisa says, why don't I say, Shtikiko Dodan? Lamalote Osolov.
The
Baal
is
Shosek?
What?
The Baal is Shosek? No, he is the Baal. How does he know? Right, he's Shosek. You know, he says, Ishto Zinsa Beit Echad. Eid Echad says Ishto Zinsa. Okay, in front of peasant. And the guy is Shosek. So Rava says it's no good. So Taisha says, how can you say it's no good? Why don't I say Shtika Godo? So Shtika Godo, so now he says Shavya Nav Shechatika Lissur. He says, Loma Lo Teosa Lo Vechilo Yucha La Sosa Lo Chatika Lissur. So since he's Shosek in front of Bezdin, so they say Shtika Godo. So that means he's Moda. So now it's Shavya Nav Shechatika Lissur. So now Bezdin can't allow him to live with him anymore. That's Taisha's Kasha. So how could Rava say that it's Ein Deva Shabbat Pachs Mishnayim? But it's Shtika Godo. So Taisu says, "V'yeshlama the kasova rava taima the shosik mehem alav mishum the shtikikah da danya ella mishum dikar aglayim ledava mehem nile v'chivon she'eno isum mikoach edus habal ella mikoach edus ha'ed lo mehem nile the eid echor ena nemon b'dava shaberlo." So what does Taisu say? So Taisu says it's not that the shtik is kahoda, but the shtika is a raglayim l'davar. And Abaye held where there's a raglayim l'davar, the Eid Echad has nemanus. Okay? And Rava held no. That since it's machmas ha'eid, so ain't davar sheb'ever pachs mishnayim. You know, that's the machlokes they explain. Machlokes by ishto zinso be'Eid Echad, the machlokes is, does Eid Echad have nemanis b'makom shtika? But the shtika is not kodah, but the shtika is raglayim l'davar. So the question is whether an Eid Echad has nemanis even b'makom erva where there is a raglayim l'davar. That's the machlokes. That's what Taisa is saying. Okay, all right. So Taisa is saying that the Gemara is saying that how do you know that an Eid Echad has nemanis? Maybe only over here. Why? Because shtika kodo adanya, but not shtika kodo mamish. You see, not shtika kodo mamish, but the shtika means that there's a raglayim l'davar, and where there's a raglayim l'davar, there the Eid Echad has nemanis. Okay, but that would not prove that an Eid Echad under ordinary circumstances would have nemanis. The Taisha, that's what the Gemara is saying of it. The Gemara is not saying Eid Echad is nothing. The Gemara is saying that maybe Eid Echad per se has no nemanis, but only b'makom sheyesh raglayim l'davar. And over here, his shtika is raglayim l'davar. So therefore, since it's raglayim l'davar, over there the Eid Echad has nemanis. That's what the Gemara means, a shtika kodah. That's what Taisha explains. But now you want to say that an Eid Echad can come to Bezdin and says Meis Baalech, there's no nemanis. There's no nemanis. Okay? That if you're going to say Kohen Taisus, that there's only nemanis, that Shtika doesn't mean Shtika Mamish Kodor, that he himself is Moda, but it means that he's quiet, which means that there's Raglayim L'davar. He knows there's Raglayim L'davar, so then the Eid is Neman. So it shows the Eid Echad Neman. Right? It shows Eid Echad Neman. And that would really prove the case over here. Because over here you could also have a case of Raglayim L'davar. So he said because of Ein Davar Shaber Pachs Mishnayim. Yeah. But the thing is, the Gemara in Kedushin is Machlokes Bayin Rava. That's Machlokes Bayin Rava. Whether that's exactly the Machlokes of a Bayin Rava in that case in Kedushin. So machlokes Abayin Rava is, does an Eid Echad have nemanis in Dovah Sheba'erva with his raglayim l'davar? Okay? With his raglayim l'davar. And over here we're saying an Eid Echad has definite nemanis where there's raglayim l'davar. So it seems clear from Tosfos, he equates all the cases. And he holds, and over there, the Eid has halacha that the Eid is Nema. So apparently the Gemara's conclusion is that the Eid is Nema. Where there's raglayim l'davar. Now, so the question is, that's the question. Is the halacha of a davar sheba'erva pachas mishnayim halacha in the isser of davar sheba'erva, that the isser cannot be converted, either from hetet to isser or vice versa, without shnei edim? That's halacha, that's why it's a davar sheba'erva pachas mishnayim. If that's the case, so then it'll never work. As long as you're relying on the god of the aid, like Tosfos says, it's a violation of a davar sheba'erva pachas mishnayim. But if you say the halacha of ein davar sheba'erva pachas mishnayim is halacha because the chazakos that you encounter are alima, they're stronger, and therefore whenever an eid is magid, is always magid against the existing situation, which is a situation of chazaka. So the chazakos by davar sheba'erva are more powerful. So against those chazakas, you always require shnei edim. Otherwise, we leave it like the chazaka has determined. So that would be good if it's a regular case. If it's a regular case, but where you have raglayim l'davar, so the chazakas are undermined. So there, there wouldn't matter. That's what Abaye holds. That's the question. The question is: in davar sheba'erva pachas mishnayim, is it halacha in the isurei davar sheba'erva? Can't accomplish without it. Or is it halacha in the chazakos in davar sheba'erva? That the chazakos of davar sheba'erva always retain their position unless they encounter hagadah shnei edim. But anything less than that, the chazakos establish what the halacha is. So therefore, you can't change it. But over here, where it's raglayim l'davar, so the chazakah itself is undermined. So then there's no halach anymore of ein davar sheba'erva pachas mishnayim. Davar mechoyes. I said, the chazakos b'nogei in the institution of arayis, the chazakos are immutable. Unless you have to wait. So then it would make a difference. Then raglayim l'davar would make a difference. Okay. Ben's right. He's right. You can't say that the cheskes kashrus is gone, but the cheskes kashrus has lost its ability in the realm of bira, in the realm of bira adava. In terms of the gavra, she's still a cheskes kashrus. Can't say that she's less of a Jew. You can't say she's cheskes kashrus. You didn't destroy a cheskes kashrus a gavra. But in terms of the bira adava, The cheskes kashrus is lacking, is Israel, because that's what it means. Raglayim l'davar. That's simply the definition of raglayim l'davar. Raglayim l'davar is a halacha that a cheskes kashrus, in terms of birur, as it reflects on birur adavar, can be Israel. The Gemara wanted to really show that Eid Echad is Neman, and the Gemara says no, maybe because of Ishtar. So what's the answer? But apparently the Eid Echad does play a role, correct?
Condition.
That's right. In other words, that's a different kind of nemanos already. Now you're talking about a different type of agada. Because ordinarily agada encounters a halachic situation of sound chazakas. That's the ordinary case of agada. So in such a situation, there's no halacha of Eid Echad. Eid Echad can only be mechayev shul, like Tosfos says. Can't do it. But the Gemara wanted to say no, that even in an ordinary situation of sound chazakas, an Eid Echad has a din just like Shnei Edim. He has a din, an actual din of Nemanus. But Ovi is saying no, that he doesn't have. But where the situation that the aid encounters is already Isra, then he has Nemanus. That's a different kind of Nemanus. You could briefly say this question is Allah in the Surum, Allah in the Agada. Now, if it's Allah in the Surum, so then that's Rava. Then Rava maintains it. But if he says Allah in the Agada, so Abaye says this is not really the same Agada, not the same kind of Agada. See, the fact that Taisu increases says that Anisha would be Mehemna. And he should be Behemna. And Tosfos proves it because he says, Mikan mashma de isha mehemna tfei migazlan. Why? Because gabe gazlan mashma de lar mina shtika kodah. So Tosfos equated the two cases. So apparently Tosfos holds the issue would work over there. And it's mucha from the Tosfos, that's what he holds. So you see that Tosfos maintains that even though it's what? That is as long as it's raglayim ledavar, the isha is mehemna. The isha is mehemna. So that shows further, or more clearly, the fact that it's a different kind of nemanus. It's not like I got to say this. It's a different kind of nemanus. Because in I got to say this, she's psula. So you see that the definition of I got to say this is where the Haggadah enters into a picture where all the chazakas are intact. But where the chazakas are not intact, it doesn't require God to say this. It's a different kind of nemanus. And that's what the Gemara is saying over here, basically. The Tosfos, you're going to see that's why Ish Nemanus. A different kind of nemanus. But still Gazan's not good. Apparently, what they're saying is that the psul of nemanus of an isha is a quantitative psul, but the psul of nemanus of a gazlan is qualitative. Yes, simply is at her own nemanus. There's certain areas isha. Certain areas isha has no nemanus. Because it's for what the raisa should have no nemanus because of tircha. So it's a quantitative thing. Gazlan is qualitative. You see, Tosfos Shita is that wherever it says Shtika Gadol, it's the same thing. All these cases, he equates them all. Shtika Gadol means always where there's Raglayim Ladavar, the combination of the Raglayim Ladavar. The Shtika Gadol, I mean, it's interesting, the Gemara uses that expression, Shtika Gadol. I mean, the Shtika Gadol means that it's a different kind of a halachic situation than a Geya to Haggadah. That's what it means. The shtika kodom means a different kind of halachic situation when you get to Haggadah Seidus. But Haggadah Seidim don't encounter the normal type of a halachic situation. At least we got this far. There are two possibilities by Haggadah Seidechot, right? Either the Haggadah Seidechot is a full-fledged Haggadah, right? Which means to say that it's Haggadah which is placed on the plane of ordinary chazakas. That's a full-fledged Haggadah. Or else, if it's not, if the chazakas are compromised, so then it's a different kind of halacha. It's not really Haggadah Seidus. It's nemanus, it's whatever you want to call it. Isha's nemanus, it's a different kind of a system. That's not the pasuk la'yakum erechad be'ish, al-pishnayim edem yakum dava, is not discussing this type of a thing. It's a different kind of thing. And a different kind of thing. It's we're somech on it. There are things in halacha that we're somech on certain things in halacha. Samchinim. So that's a different institution, different kind of an institution. Chazaka, samchinim, different kind of thing. But it's not apishnayim edim yakum dava. It's not halacha and haggadah. So the havmin of the Gemara was it's halacha, a genuine halacha and haggadah, because this aid is being magid that he ate the chalav. So it's a genuine halacha and haggadah. And the chiddush of the pasuk is that's enough. Even though it's only a gadol seirachot, there's no corroboration. But ohodai love, that's enough. That's enough for halacha in terms of smichas. In terms of agada, the Torah doesn't have to tell you. The Torah is assuming that you know that's the halacha. Okay, it's not being megalit over here. It's an assumption the Torah shows you there's an assumption that an Eid Echad's Haggadah is valid. But in terms of Smichas Das Adam, that's a shear. So you might say that Smichas Das Adam requires a corroborative Haggadah. No, that's also good. As long as he's not Makrish, it's good. That's the Havmin. Maskana is no. Maskana is maybe because of Shtika Kodah. So what does Shtika Kodah mean? Shtika Kodah means that since his reaction to the Haggadah was a Shtika, so now it's Raglayim Ladavar. So now already it's Isra Cheskasei, And it's the whole Agoda is not on the plane of ordinary Apishnaya made in Yakum Bella. Okay? So therefore you can't deduce from here that what? That Eid Echad has Namanis in an ordinary sense. Where you need Yakum Dava. Okay? That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara, fine. But the Gemara isn't happy just with introducing the possibility. The Gemara wants to show that that's the only possibility, and it's a muchach mitocho from the Mishnah itself. So the question is, how do we accomplish that? How do we demonstrate from the Mishnah itself? So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says the proof is from the Sefer. Why? Because in the Sefer you have two Eidim. I got a Shnei Eidim. And Rab Meir's Machayev and the Chachomim are poter by Shnei Eidim. Correct? So, and the Chum are poter by Shnei Eidim. Yeah. So, is the Chum are poter by Shnei Eidim. All right. So you could say that proves what? I mean, that proves what? That this is not a situation of a Agudas Eidus. It's not a situation of a Agudas Eidus. That a Agudas Eidus over here simply doesn't work. So you can learn the Teda like this. The Teda is a raya to what you're saying that you can't derive from here HaGodas Eid Echad is because you see there's no din HaGodas Eid Echad altogether over here. The whole institution is devoid of HaGodas Eid Echad because two Adam say he ate, and as long as he's not as long as he's Makshish, so it's no good. Why is it no good? Because the Machayev is not a Pishnayim Adam. The Machayev requires that it's Hodai Lav. So it requires that it's Hodai Lav. So, right. So in other words, that you see from the Sefer that I got to say this is nothing over here. This is not Allah and I got to say this. It's not Allah and I got to say this in Bezin. It's a different system. The system is where he's Somech on what he hears. That's the Machayev. If he's not Somech, so then it's nothing. So therefore, that's a raya to the fact that before, that's a raya that shows you can't bring a raya from before by the Agudas Eid Echad, because it's not subject to Agudah. So it's a different system then. That's what it means. In other words, from the Sefer, you see that it's not Allah and Agudas Eidus. So therefore, you can't bring a raya from the Reisha that there's a din of Agudas Eid Echad, because this system doesn't lend itself to Agudas Eidus. It's a different kind of a system. It's a system of Nemanos and Smichas Das. So that's a raya from the Sefer. You see clearly that the ratio, the terms of the framework of the ratio is not one that's a framework of a Agudas Eidus. So that's a raya. You can't bring a proof from there that Agudas Eid Echad is valid. Okay? And that would be very good. Is Ramban learning good? So that's what the Gemara says, but for that, you only need Nemanos. For that, you only need Nemanos. There are institutions of Nemanos. The Gemara's not manufacturing them here at Hak. They're institutions of Nemanos. Once you see it's not Aloha Vagoda and Bezdin, so then it's a different framework. What's the framework? The framework is Nemanos. So now you can't prove from the ratio anymore that the Agudas Eid Echad is good. Because once it's not, once there's no din Agudas Eidus here, so now it's Aloha Nemanos. So the Eid Echad is Neman. Where is Shosei? So the raya, the Teda is a raya that you can't prove from the ratio. Agudas Eid Echad is from the Sefer. Because the Sefer shows you this simply has nothing to do with Eidus altogether. It's not Allah and Agudas Eidus. Okay? But there's only one catch. And the catch is because the Chachamim gave a reason over here. See, if they would have said that's it, so there wouldn't be any problem. They don't care if he's Makhish the Eidim. But that's not what they said. See, they said, Ma'im Yitzalom Amezer Yisi. Okay? So apparently it's not so simple. So if it wasn't for the fact that if it weren't for the fact that he could have said Mezer Yisi, so he'd be Chayev. So what's the Gemara's Raya? I mean, on the contrary, from the Sefer, you could prove that it is an institution of Agudas Eidus. The only thing is that he's got a way out because he could have said Mezer Yisi. So there's no Raya at all from the Sefer. Correct? That's the problem. So Tosfos starts off with a given. Let's, in the given case in the Mishnah, it appears the following. That you have two Eidim that are being magid, a genuine Agudah, And the reason why the Chachamim, and it is Masalei, this Masala Bezdin, and the reason why the what? The Baldover, I mean the person that was Ochel is Naaman, is because of what? Because he could have said Mezeris. So Taisva says, in other words, as a Migo. Yeah, he's Naaman because of a Migo against the Eden. So Taisva says, just taking that at face value. So Taisva says, but that intrinsically poses a problem. Why? Because of a principle of Migo Makamedim is no good. I'm going to read, ain't locked just for Migo Makamedim, who? Why? Dachi Purusha. Amayim Yitzaloma Beferish. Mezid o Yisi. Hashtanami dik oma loachalti hochli hu de boy lamema. Loachalti shogeg ela mezid. Means metatsini de bure. Okay? See, amigo only gives you a dintaina. But against Adam, Adam is reality. So taina is not.
Yeah.
I'm trying to set up what the basis for the machlekes is. The basis for the machlekes is that here, the Chachamim saw that you have a unique situation. You ordinarily have agada, the only thing that's involved is a situation. So it's the agada, the Adam against the situation, or the terminating situation. But over here, the agada is completely contingent on the response of the one that they're magad about. And that's outside the realm of their agada. So if he responds one way, the agada has halachic validity. If he responds another way, boom, the whole agada is batlam of up. That's a strange kind of agada. What? Yeah, that's right. Here, the very agada derives its strength, its validity, from the response of the one that you're being magad about. That's a strange kind of a phenomenon, halacha. And I've got to say this. So how do you approach such a situation? Okay. Yeah. I would say like this. I would say there's two possible solutions. One, just from a logical reason. Either you say that the response of the individual is taken into account, And you simply add up the response of the individual in the agada sedus, and that's the way it works. Okay, so it's true, it's unusual, but what we do is you will wait and see the response of the person that you're being magged about, and if his response is A, so then he's high. If it's B, he's butter. That's all. It's like any other case. The only difference is that in an ordinary case, you don't have to. The Eidim don't require the person that they're being maged all of to do anything. But over here, they do. So they do. So we'll see what happens. That's one possible solution. There's another possible solution. Another possible solution is simply, that's not a go to say this. That's not what we're going to say this. Because there can't be any go to say this here. Because I got to say this is contingent on the one that they've been mugging about, the very individual we're mugging about. So that's not Avis anymore. You see. So you could say it would seem that on the surface, that's how you could interpret the Mishnah. Very simply. That Reb Meir says we take into consideration his response. And that's why, and what is his response? Lo achalti, forget it. That's it. Edom emakrusha nitzchayev. You see, but the Chachamim say ma'im yitzalom amezer yisi. The Chachamim say no. Over here, there's no agada sedus, because since he could say mezer yisi, so intrinsically that lacks in the qualification of agada, because you can't have agada that's dependent upon the individual they're being magged about. Then there's no way to close up that gap. So intrinsically, there's no I've got to say to say. Okay? Yeah. If you go that way, you can explain the Gemara. Why? Because you could say that's the Teda. The Teda is that this area intrinsically does not lend itself to I've got to say this. It doesn't lend itself to I've got to say this. So therefore, the Eirecha that you had before that was Magid he wasn't even really a maggid because the whole area is devoid of avodas Hashem. So you can't prove from here that an eid echad is neman, because this whole area is nothing but avodas Hashem. So why does it work in neman? Is kihoda or hoda? You know, I mean, that's different types of institutions. Okay, yeah, that's good. That's a good question. So he's asking, how do you know? But the answer is, you have to say a mayor held that he has a cheskes kashrus. We're not going to assume he was mazid. We don't assume he was mazid. And he's saying, I never even ate it. So we say that we say, no, we believe the Adam. We established that he did eat it. And that his recollection is incorrect. But we don't say he was mazid, because that would mean that he's a, we'd mask him as a Russian. And that we don't do. What? See, I would, if I just started trying to interpret the Tosfos to be in line with what he seems to be saying. What he seems to be saying is like this, that the Chachamim's argument is similar to what we said, but it's a little bit different. What he means like this, that the Chacham said Hagodas Eda. It's not the Chacham said that they outruled Hagodas Eda here altogether, because it's contingent on the response. What they said was that insofar as the Haggadah, since the Haggadah is contingent on his response, as long as it doesn't absolutely outrule the interpretation of the response, it's contingent on the response. As long as it doesn't absolutely outrule the interpretation of this, of the response in terms of Ptur, it lacks an Haggadah. Why? Because they don't mind relying on the response. That apparently faces always. They agree with. Okay, so it's contingent on the response, so they hold it's just like any other phenomenon. So why can't it be contingent on the response? But they hold if it's contingent on the response, it has to be an absolute, where the Haggadah itself, there's no room for the Haggadah there can't be any vacuum there, so to speak. With the Haggadah, it's contingent on his response. But since his response could be such of Ptur, so the Haggadah itself is lacking. The Haggadah can't be, the Haggadah could be contingent on response if the response is absolute. But if the response is a relative response, that it could be, you'll tell me most of the cases he means this, and some of the cases, doesn't matter. As long as it's fine to rely on his response, as long as there is no way to interpret the response that would undermine the whole Haggadah. You see? So the Chacham is saying like this, that if the response, if there's a possibility to interpret the response in a way that the whole Haggadah has no basis, there's no makom for the Haggadah, so then the Haggadah is lacking. The Haggadah can't be contingent on a response that's indefinite. An indefinite response is no good. So even though on the surface, lo achalti means lo achalti b'chlal, but that already requires interpretation, because you have to interpret what he's saying. Lo achalti, what does it mean? In other words, in order to be mechayev him, it requires an interpretative action, because lo achalti could mean mezid, lo achalti shergel mezid. So you have to make recourse to interpretative methods. If you have to make recourse to interpretative methods, that's not a good status anymore. That's not a good status anymore. That's what they maintain. In other words, you can't have the strength of Haggadah Seder, which needs the support of interpretative methods. Then it lacks an Haggadah Seder. That's it. There's no Haggadah Seder anymore. So over here, it's true. In general, lo achalti means lo achalti is being makshish the Eidim. But is that definite? You can't say it's definite. It requires an assessment and an evaluation. So once you have to introduce the process of evaluation, you don't have a Haggadah Seder anymore. You can't say Haggadah Seder plus evaluation equals Haggadah Seder. It's okay to rely on a response, but the response has to be absolute. Otherwise, if you have to make recourse to different methods in conjunction with the Agada, now that's not Agada. That's not Agada Seder anymore. Now you're mixing in different methods. Agada Seder has to be absolute Agada Seder. So that's the way Taisa seems to interpret. That's what he means. That's clear. Loyadat is chayav 100%. And that Taisa says it openly in the Krisis. That's what I want to say. I want to say that Metatsinin Dibure is really the opposite of what the language sounds like. It doesn't mean Metatsinin Dibure. That we say this is what he means. If that's the case, then what kind of machlekes is? Is it a question of semantics? I mean, semantical machlekes is what a person means when he says lochalde. That's impossible. Can't machlekes. But Metatsinin Dibure means that we can interpret his words to mean lochalde shogel amazed. Once we can have that interpretation, now what happens is, so your whole case rests on the fact that we don't make this interpretation, that you want to obliterate this interpretation. The obliteration of an interpretation plus I got to say this doesn't equal I got to say this. You can't have anything in conjunction. You see, that's the pshat metatzin. Metatzin the verb means we say it means this. So what is a man going to say? That's not mistaken either. Oh, so now you have to use an evaluation method to remove the metatzin and divure. That's no good. Then you lack an agada seis. Then there's no agada seis. That's not saying what Taisus means. Kachai that means the possibility. The possibility. He doesn't mean, you see, what Taisus is, Taisus explained the Chachamim. He doesn't mean that the Chachamim is saying we know this is what he, how can he say that? It's crazy. He said, well, Chalvi. Who would say that that's what he meant? You know, what it means is he's going on the whole framework of the halacha over here, which is namely that as long as you can give an interpretation at kachoya daito, then that's it. Then there's no more gotta say this. You see? That's what he means. That's part of the metatzin dibure, we say, kachoya daito. But as long as there's a metatzin dibure process, that's the end of the gotta say this. Okay? Fine. Taisvis is a more refined interpretation than our approach. Our approach is just blanket. Taisvis is not so simple because apparently you see that you do have a goddess. Like for instance, you don't say mazed. So you see that you can in conjunction with Haggadah. Haggadah doesn't have to be absolute Haggadah. So Taisvis says, but the machloikis boils down to, where can you use interpretative? Can you use an interpretation where you have to make recourse to interpretation? Can you have agada seis in such a situation? That's the machlokes. It's a good interpretation, but it's interpretation nonetheless. Now Taisus comes back, but he formulates the question very nicely. Says the question is that what does this got to do with before? I mean, now all you know, but he spells it out. He says, over here, the Edom can't be Mechayev. Why can't the Edom be Mechayev? Because the problem with Haggadah Seder, there's not an Edom that relies on interpretation. Okay? That's because he's Makrish. Okay? But let's say he's not Makrish, or let's say in the very previous case by Eid Echad, where he wasn't Makrish, right? So over there, I could say the Haggadah itself is a Mechayev. Because the Chacham are not saying the Haggadah is not a Mechayev. We're just saying that God is no good because it demands, it has a need for another process of interpretation. Correct? But they're not saying HaGod per se is no good. So therefore, Eid Echad before, where he is not Makshish, and you don't have this problem, right? He's not Makshish, he says Eini Odea. So we don't say Mezid, right? And there's nothing lacking. The HaGod of Eid Echad is 100% complete. In other words, the face is just spelling it out, that you don't have the problem by Agada Seir Echad in the previous case as you do over here. So what does this case have to do with the one before? It has nothing to do whatsoever. Over here, the reason is because there's no Agada Seiris, because you have a problem, right? But before, there's no Makshish. So it's a full-fledged Agada. As you could say that maybe Shtika Gadol, but you don't have any proof. Maybe it's not Shtika Gadol. Maybe it's because Agada Seir. He's not Makrish. And the problem over here is because he's Makrish, so now the Edis is in need of another method of interpretation in conjunction with the Edis, and that's no good. But if he's not Makrish, like in the previous case, So there's no need for interpretation. He just says, any idea? I don't know. And the aid comes along and he establishes it. So you see, aid echad is neman. So that's 100% good. Yeah, that, because that's not a problem, Tyson's saying. When the Chacham say, ma'am, it's a lone mezid, you see, it would have been putter, right? So Tais is explaining that it means because we have to bridge that, we have to close up that gap over there, right? So that's what Tais is saying. But that's why it's no good, according to Chacham. But where there's no gap to close up, so there's no problem. So it's a perfect to say that. So what's the Taita? There's no Taita at all. You can't prove anything from this. Okay? Yeah, that's what he's doing. He's abandoning the plain Lashon in the Gemara. Because the plain Lashon was Matatzin and Dibure. And Tais was saying, no, that whole Matatzin and Dibure, me, is just trying to tell you that it is very logical that we could interpret his words to mean this. And we wouldn't do that if it was a stretch, if it was forced. So that means that the possibility of mezid is always there. And since the possibility of mezid is always there, so there's an intrinsic lack in the Haggadah. It's just a roundabout way that the Gemara is using. That when he says lo achalti, we could easily interpret that it means he ate mezid. And why? Because the probability of mezid is very high. So since that's the case, so therefore, with our Gotta say this, it lacks intrinsically. Our Gotta say this lacks intrinsically. It's just a different, even though Gemara uses that Lashon Matatzin in Dibure, the Gemara is just using that to show you because the possibility of Mezid is prevalent. And since that's the case, so there's never could be our Gotta say this. That's what Tess interprets. You see, I mean, that he doesn't feel he's bound by the Lashon precisely. Lashon can be moved around. The Lashon is they're just using that Lashon to show you. How do you know? Maybe it meant this. Meaning to say, yeah, Mezid is very prevalent. So, but the main argument is not on the first part of the statement. It's on the assumption behind the statement, which is namely that there can't be any I got to say this because Mezid is prevalent. So I got to say this can never include Mezid. He can never outrule Mezid, rather. So therefore, even if he says Shogay, even if the Eidim would actually say Shogay, it had no validity. Okay. So therefore, the Eid Echad can't be a Gotta Say Eid Echad. So it must be a different system. It's a different system. Misom Echdas, Namanis, different system, but there's no Agada. Interesting, huh? See, what the Rea is saying is like this, that Reb Meir holds basically that you can outrule Mezid. So therefore, once you can outrule Mezid, Tais is saying, then there's no problem, then the Eidus is considered good. And we don't say the Eidus is incomplete because the possibility of not saying the Bore. That is rejecting that. Okay. And the Chacham agree with their mayor in principle. They're not bothered by Matat saying the Bore. But they're saying the mayor's premise isn't good. Because the mayor's premise is that what? That we assume it was Shogeg. So the Chacham are saying that no, you have no right to make that assumption. You have no right to make it. And now he goes on, he says, so therefore, once you can't assume Mishogeg, so Agada is butlum a little. Basically, there's an interest in no Agada. But now Tais goes on, a mashmalay that fila bama loshna machal techel of Mishogeg, patri rabbana. What do you mean a mashmalay? A mashmalay. I think what he means to say, that's how he's explaining maim yetzalama. Maim yetzalama mezid a yisi means even if the Eidim would say that he ate Bishogeg, he still could say Mezid Ayisi, because it's a dover that's nitten, that's not nitten labira, it's nitten das atzma. You know what I mean? What? Well, I'm talking there. So there's a dafilu ba'amilo shnayim achal tochel of Bishogeg patra bana. Why? That's what it means. Ma'am yitzlam Mezid Ayisi. Right. What he means is, what does he mean, lo shchiach? I think what he means like this. He means it's not shchiach that they should know. What? Yeah, he means even though, let's say, for instance, they come and they introduce circumstances that would seem to be that it was shogeg. You know, the guy got in the middle of the night, he's half asleep. You know, and they introduce certain circumstances that would indicate that it was shogeg. So Taisva says that, and they claim that they know it's shogeg. So Taisva says that it's not shchiach that they would know. Sometimes they could know, but it's not shchiach that they should know. So therefore, that's what he means by not shchiach. He means they're claiming that they know because of the circumstances. And sometimes they may know. What do you mean? No. He doesn't mean. He means that the Haggadah say this is circumstantial. What's the problem with circumstantial? In circumstantial, the Edom are claiming that we know that he did it. Sometimes they may know, but it's not shchiach that they would know under our circumstances. You see? So since it's not shchiach that they know, so that's why the Edom is butlam of Huddle. That's what he means. You know what I mean?
In general,
so he means like this. He means, because what they say like this, that let's say they introduce circumstances of shogeg, right? So we'll say, so the question is, do the Edom know via the circumstances or not? So Taisvus is saying sometimes they can, but it's not shchiach. If it was shchiach that they could know by the circumstances, so then it would be a valid Haggadah Seiris. But since their knowledge is a milsad lo shchicha, it doesn't mean they could never have knowledge. Sometimes they may have knowledge because of certain astute factors there. They're very astute, but it's not a davar shchiach that they should know. It's not a davar shchiach that they should know. So therefore, this is not subject to observation. It's not subject to observation. Like, what's it for? No, what we're saying, I guess. You have people, 10 people observing something. Okay? So, you have a situation where you're observing something and you're drawing a conclusion from the observation. So, the question is, can you say that this is considered a valid deduction? So, what he's saying is, What he's saying is that the Edom, it's not a milsad shchicha that they could really know. You can't outrule their claim because they claim they know. They claim they know. But what he means like this, they're coming to Bezin and they're giving circumstances and they're saying we know for sure that we saw the way he did it, that the way he did it was shogeg. You see? So why can't that be considered evidence? They're two Edom and they're entitled to go by the Riesa Edom. But since it's not a davar shchiach that they should know, doesn't mean they never know. I mean, sometimes maybe they do know, but it's not a milsad shchicha that they know. You see, it's not a milsad shchicha that they know. So many times they're going to be wrong. So therefore, that kind of an observation is an observation that's bubble. What is Haggadah Seiris? Haggadah Seiris is an observation, and it's based upon their conclusion of what they observed. I mean, that's all Haggadah Seiris. So over here, why can't you say the same thing? The Edom are making an assessment. They're saying, I'm telling you for sure, we saw for sure the guy, definitely the way he did it was shogeg. The manner in which he ate indicated it was clearly shogeg. We know it's shogeg. So that should be a valid Haggadah. But the answer is, due to the nature of the phenomenon, it's not shchiach that they should be right all the time. Because, therefore, since it's not, if it was shchiach, a milsad shchicha, that they're right, so then we'd say that's a good Haggadah. But it's not a milsad shchicha that they're right in such a phenomenon. So therefore, the whole Haggadah is invalid. There can't be a Haggadah. What all he's saying is, even though they come and they say, we're telling you 100%, we saw the way he did it, You can't. It's not subject to it's not a fact that's subject to the same kind of investigation like I saw this. It's a summary of a scene that the observer has to put together. So he has to put it together and say, I'm telling you, the way the guy ate it was definitely shogeg. So if that was shchiach, that people would be right in those cases, in those kind of assessments, it would be a valid agada. It would be a valid agada. But since it's not shchiach that they should be right in such a case, so such a kind of a agada is worthless. That's what he's saying. That's what Tosfos is saying. That's what he's saying. So even though they say 100%, they'll take a shvur d'oraisa that he ate b'shogeg, it still isn't good. Because it's dependent upon adding up all the elements that you saw, the way he did it, how he did it. It's not possible to put those things together in a mathematical, systematic way. It's things that are, you know, that are totally in its perception. It's perception. Yeah, it's perception. So they could be 100% convinced that it was b'shogeg. They could be 100% convinced. But it's not shchiach. They should know such a thing by nature. By definition.
More than conjecture.
So, right. So therefore, there's no other. That's what that says. That's what it means. He says, and that's what it means, umayim yirtzalam ha-mezeris. That even though they say for sure that it's shogeg, but he still could say mezeris, because he still say mezeris. That's not knowable. So therefore, such a kind of a testimony, the Edom are liars. We're not assuming they're liars, we're assuming 100% of the truth. And they're saying they're convinced it was definitely b'shogeg. But it's not shchiach that they should be right in most of those cases. So since that's the case, that it's not shchiach they should be right in most of the cases, it's not a milsa d'shchicha, so you have to disqualify the whole eitz. That's what he's saying, basically. And not shchiach doesn't mean that you add it up to 50-50. It means it has to be 90%. I mean, not shchiach means, yeah, 90 means not shchiach means it's not a thing that we could say, we can give a chazaka that the nem on it. I mean, you know what I mean? It's not enough to have a chazaka. That's all it means. Yeah, they could be right many times, but it's not shchiach. Okay? Taish is saying that it's not like a legal system where you can only report facts. No, the Edom can report anything. If they can report that he ate a peshoga, it'd be fine. But the only problem is not a mitzvah shchiach. Yeah, by a murder they could tell whether it was shogeg or whether it was mezid. That determines whether they kill him or whether they send him to our mikvah.
Shogeg, it's not a murder.
So from Taisa comes out, it's not that intrinsically carbon doesn't lend itself, according to Taisa's, to bezdin. It's just not possible. That's what Taisa's is saying. It's not like the Ramban. Taisa's not like the Ramban. Taisa's saying that it does lend itself to bezdin. And if we could rely on these Edom when they say they could tell by the way the guy ate that it was b'shogeg, if we could do that, according to Tosfos, so we'll be fine. But it's not possible. And since it's not possible, it's now in the first case in the ratio, so it's not, so you have no problem because in terms of what the Gemara is saying, it's not because of the eight. Because it's not a Baruch HaVagara. That's what they're saying. But carbon itself, they agree in principle with Rav Meir, that carbon lends itself to Besen. And if we could demonstrate that it's chayav carbon, it's going to be chayav. And we chayav in kapara and everything. That's Tosfos sheet. That's what clearly emerges from Tosfos. That he's not like the Ramban. He's not saying it's something that's between him and a Kaddish Baruch. It's something that's muscle of bezdin. But this is the machlekes. This is the machlekes. Okay. Yeah, what? So in other words, we're saying the machlekes is... The machlekes is like we said yesterday. In other words, the question is when you have agadas eitz against the nidun, okay? So can the nidun create a framework within which the agadas eitz will fall? So according to Rav Meir, he can. He's not saying mezid, the defendant. So he's not saying mezid. So mezid is outruled. So now the agada is just. Is relegated to the realm of if he ate or if he didn't eat. Okay? So then the Edom come in and the Pesach is, and we paskin on that. But the Chachamim say you can't have Eidus assisted by the circumstances of the Nidun. So the Nidun can't create the framework. The Eidim themselves have to be conclusive. So without the help of the Nidun, you're basing yourself on the fact that when two people say, I'm telling you it was an act of shogeg, that we're going to rely on that. And that you can't do. That's lo shchich. That's lo shchich. That's very good. That's very good. It's good machlokes. The interesting machlokes nedus. Can Eidus be relegated by the response of the Nidun? He's going to create the platform, the area of Agada. So you need his assistance. His assistance is no good because the Eidus can't stand on his own. So there's intrinsically no Eidus. It's very good. That's the bottom line of Machlekes. Can the Nidun create a Makom Chalos for the Agadas Eidus? That's Machlekes of Menach. That Rashi says in Krisus, he says, the Gemara has an Abaya. What's the Gemara's Abaya? Do I say, what my time at the Rabbanim? It's time of the Rabbanim because Adam Nemel Latzma Yosem Emeo Ish? Or time of the Rabbanim is because Mitatsini Dibure? Okay? So what's the reason for Ein Adam Nema Latzma Yosem Emeo Ish? The first reason. So Rashi says, Bemili de Korban. Rashi says. Why? He says, because he's never going to not bring a korban. Lo mimna. He's not going to refrain from bringing a korban.
Yeah.
He's not going to refrain from bringing a korban. So what does Rashi say? What does Rashi mean he's not going to refrain? What does that have to do with it? But the reason is like this. It means to say that when do you have Adam? When do you bring Adam? Where you don't trust them. But he said, Rashi, yes. B'dvarim sheyesh ben kapara lo mimna li'isuye chatas lis kaper neged kono. So it means in this area we trust them. So there's no need for it. So therefore, now you want to know what actually happened. So nobody knows better than he himself. I mean, Adam is extraneous. Okay, the only reason you use Adam is because if you don't trust him, we have to determine. But if you trust him, so he has greater nemanus. Okay, so that's one interpretation of the Chacham, that when it comes to Kapara, we trust him completely. Okay. But the second side is we don't trust him. So if we don't trust him, so what is our role? Our role is to determine what happened, to enforce a mitzvah. So enforcing a mitzvah is really like toin venita. That goes under the parsha of toin venita, not under the parsha of Malkus. Because under the parsha of Malkus is a parsha of a special whole system in Bezin of Onshe. But over here, we're simply forcing him to do his mitzvah. So which system would we use? Not the system of Malkus. You'd use the system of toin venita. It makes perfect sense, really, when you think about it, that you have two systems available. The system you would choose is Tomei Venita. Yes? It's Tomei Venita. Good, that's great. You mean according to our mayor. Yeah, that's right. That's right. So that's why I say that the question over here is that all these I've got to say this over here, is I've got to say this of Tomei Venita. It's not I've got to say this of Bezin. Okay? And that's really what Taisus is saying. I mean, in Taisus Chakira, that's what he's saying. He's saying, does he lose his nemonis and toin v'nitam because he's makfish the Adam totally? Or do I say anything that's outside the Din Torah doesn't play a role and he doesn't lose his nemonis? So therefore, so since he has nemonis, so the Adam can't be mechayev. Taisus apparently holds, in other words, as long as I have nemonis, so Adam can't be Mechayev unless it's Agadas Eidus Bebirah. And this kind of Agadas Eidus is not Agadas Eidus Bebirah. So therefore, as long as I retain my nemonis, so the Adam can't be effective. But the question is, let's say according to the first side, that I lose my nemanis. Right? That I lose my nemanis. So now why could the Eidim be mechayev me? So the thing is like this, that in the Teisvis, when Teisvis says that you can't be mechayev in b'shum Eidah Shebaola, because they can never tell whether he is shogeg or whether he's mezik. Never be able to tell. Okay, Teisvis doesn't mean that literally, because if he'd say any yodea against the two Eidim, he'd definitely be chayev. So you see, when the Eidim come to Bezin and they say that we saw was shogeg, so they never want him that way, right? But what Taisus means is they can't do it if he is towing against that, because this is the type of Haggadah Seiris over here is Haggadah Seiris of Ovas Toim V'Nitan. It's not Haggadah Seiris of Misa and Malkus. Okay? It's Toim V'Nitan, because we have to know whether he's Chayef in a Mitzvah or not. Okay? So therefore, the system is a system of Toim V'Nitan. So now, therefore, what Taisus is saying is like this. Taisus means that if he is Makhishtem and says, I ate Mezah, then in no way will we ever, can we say that he has no Taina. At Taina, they can't override a Taina. Even though they say we saw it, the Taina stands. So what Taisus simply means is that against a Taina of a Chalti B'mezid, there's no Haggadah Seiris. As much as they'll say shogeg, it still won't work. Okay? But if there's no counter taina, then the Haggadah Seiris will stand. Let's say, and the Adam say, we're convinced that the way you ate it was definitely the shogeg. So then definitely, so the question is, why eight echot? What's the right back to eight echot to teida? Ellie's question. So the answer is, because since against a din Torah, since against the towing, it doesn't stand, so therefore, it can't be hoda by the case of Eid Echad. Because by Eid Echad we say, oh hoda, that it has to be smichas alev. It can't be smichas alev if it's simply one aid, and it would not stand up, even if it were two aid, then it wouldn't stand up against the towing. So then it shows you that it's lacking in complete biru. So therefore it wouldn't be considered hoda if one aid is going to, if an aid echot tells him something that even if two aidim would say that same thing against the towing, it wouldn't stand up. So then it's not hoda. That's what you have to say to face results. That's what you have to say to face results. Okay. And the last thing is, what is the chakira of the re? What is the suffix of the re? The suffix of the re is, since it's toin v'nitan, so in toin v'nitan, the Eidim come and they say, you're chayev a korban. And he's saying, his taina is counter taina, I'm not chayev a korban. And he says, lo achalti, so we say what he means is that fine point, that they can't possibly contradict. Okay, which is mezid. That fine line between shogeg and mezid. So we say, he's saying he's pot from a carbon. What is this sign? He means, of course, that there's a fine line here, and I did it amaze it. And that, no taina say them, no matter how much they try to taina, they still can't, they can't override that taina. Okay? Now the Reese says, but let's say he closes off that taina. In other words, we're interpreting lo chalti show gil amazed. Let's say he himself says lo chalti amazed. So I do a spalding command and dummy. So now now we can't say anymore that he means mezid. So now that Haggadah Seiris will stand against him. So Taisus says, or that's on the surface. That's one side. I mean, that's the simplest side. That it wouldn't work anymore because he just closed off the taina of mezid. Or Taisus says, but maybe no. Maybe Taisus says when he says lo achalti mezid, we simply discount that. Why? Because the category of mezid is essentially outside the realm of this whole Haggadah Seiris. Because Haggadah Seiris is chayav and carbon, which is the realm of shogeg. Mezid has nothing to do with it. So any statement that he makes with regard to mezid is outside the realm of the whole Haggadah and the whole Torah, whole question over here. So therefore, we look at it as a conversational statement. It can't be included in a statement that has to do with the din taina. Because it's simply He's just saying that I am not a chote. It's a separate statement. That's the question. Do we say, since it's outside the realm, that it can't be included in the determination of the din in Toi Venitin? Or do we say no, that since that time, that statement is the very taina that that we're ascribing to him, so you can't say it's outside the realm, because it's an essential component in his taina. So therefore the statement has validity, halachic validity, because of the fact that that is the very interpretation that we're giving his taina. They can't say it doesn't have any validity. So if that's the case, so then he's a moda, or Doris Baldin is a moda that he didn't need to be mazed, and a Doris Baldin can make him dummy. And then they've got to say this against him. That's the thing. Just to reiterate, one of the important ideas I think that we established in the Mishnah of Amar Loshnaim Ochal Techelev is that there's two kinds of Agadah Seiris. There's Agadah Seiris, which follows the framework of Bezdin, of Mises Bezdin and Malkus. That's one kind. And then there's Agadah Seiris that follows the framework of Toi Venitin. And Korban comes under the framework of Toi Venitin. That was an important Yisod. But another issue I think is muchach from the next little piece of Gemara. But let's just take the Gemara. It was elasvara. Midi rava chaticha sofek shel chelav sofek shel shimon. Vaseirach avama borili de shimon or the mehemet. I think what Rashi means is like this. Rashi means that mitzvos, it is not possible to have mitzvos being given to people without nemonis. It's just not possible. In other words, because it's just an impossibility. It's a structural impossibility to have mitzvos being given over to people, to Bnei Adam, without an institution of nemonis. It's just not possible. That's what it means. Sorry. That what? Yeah, because it's just simply not, you can't have such a system. In other words, it can't function. So it must be that the mitzvahs are given over to people who are nemonim, because they're nemonim, because they're mekablei mitzvahs. And there's a nemonis attached to mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are given over to nemonim. And there's an emunus. Intrinsic in mitzvah is the idea that it's given over to nemonim, to people that are nemonim. And therefore, since it's given over to nemonim, so there's a concept of nemonis. So that's why some chinola. That's why Rashi starts off. He says, "Lo vada pshit some chinola. Kolzman shlo nechsha. If he's nechsha, that's something else." But because then you're outside of the realm of the idea that mitzvahs demand that the mekablei mitzvahs be ne'amonim. If there's no one the mitzvah's entrusted to, the mitzvahs can't be entrusted to ne'amonim, the mekablei mitzvah. So then there's no system. That's what he means for it. That's Rashi. That's what he means for it. Means it's intrinsic. It's intrinsic in the very mesiras ha-mitzvah. It is intrinsic the idea that who are you most of the mitzvah to? To the mekablei mitzvah. The mekablei mitzvah and the monim on the mitzvah. Otherwise, you can't have any system. So the Torah never had to say it. It's implicit in that a mitzvah is given over to the mekablei mitzvah that are nemonim. So that means they have to have nemonis. That's what Rashi means. Otherwise, there's no Kabbalah of mitzvahs. So it's, according to Rashi, it's the whole idea of being the Kabbalah of the mitzvahs, that it's entrusted to people. The system's entrusted to individuals. Otherwise, you can't have any system. The system's not entrusted to anybody, so you can't have a tzibur that has a system. Because how could you ever implement such a thing? I mean, everybody's a chashid. If everybody's a chashid, then there's no mesiras mitzvahs. That's what Rashi's saying. That was the people are entrusted with the mitzvahs. So if they're entrusted with the mitzvahs, so we're samach on them. That's the idea. Apparently, according to Tosfos, the term svari, that's the question. What do you mean by svari? Marsha, why did Gemara use Suffolk Shechel Suffolk Shechel Shomer? Marsha said, Sfarah, the Gemara said, Gamrinin may, Minido, Vesafel Alatma. The answer is the Gemara is saying that this case, this Leidas HaSafek, by whether the guy died or not, is equal to a Leidas HaSafek of Suffolk Shel Chelev and Suffolk Shel Shuman. That's what the Gemara held. That's what the Gemara held. Somehow the Gemara held that way, and I haven't been. Before the Gemara decides against it, because the Gemara says, Midami is Chazik Yisura. But apparently there was a Svara to say that it's not the same as Chazik Yisura, but on the contrary, it's identical to the case of Suffolk Shel Chelev and Suffolk Shel Shuman. The Gemara, according to the taste of Svara, he is not, the Gemara is not looking for the underlying source. The Gemara is looking for why, how you matir an Isha to be no sale Pierrecha. So the Gemara is saying it's no, this Suffolk in Misa is no different than a Suffolk Chelev, Suffolk Shuman. It's not considered a Chazik Yisura, and it's not considered Davar Shebeira. That's what the Gemara is saying. It's Svarah. Okay. So apparently there was some Svarah the Gemara had to support the idea, and that's why the Gemara doesn't use neither. The Gemara is interested in the source. We know the source. The Gemara has to show you it's not a Chazik Yisura. So the Gemara is saying it's a Svarah that this case is not considered a Chazik Yisura. That's what Taisus is learning. And then the Gemara refutes. But the Gemara, there was some Svara there to say that it's not a Chazik Yisura and to say that it's not Davar Shebeira. See, the Gemara is searching for where the Chachamim came up with the Heter for Eid Echad in this case. That's the Gemara's trying to find out. In other words, the Gemara held like this. Let's take in Davar Shebeira Chasam Shnayim. Okay. The Gemara held that where you're dealing with the Ishus itself, and now you have to know whether the Ishus was undone. So there, definitely you need to weigh them. Like Tais says, you need to weigh them to be magid that the Ishus was undone. Because ain't Davar Shebeira Parchas Mishnayim. Okay? That's where the Haggadah Seder relates to the very undoing of the Ishus itself. You see? Then you must have to weigh them, because you can't undo the Ishus without to weigh them. I mean, that's the halacha of Ein Davar Shebeira Parchas Mishnayim. The Haggadah is related to the very undoing of the Ishus. But where the Haggadah Seder has nothing to do with the undoing of the Ishus. It's just a question of, is there an existing Ishus or not? Is there an existing Ishus? That's a Gilui Milsa Ba'alma. A Gilui Milsa Ba'alma on the Ishus is not the same thing as a Haggadah Seder on the very Ishus itself. If I want to be magid that the Ishus was undone, then I'm not Neman. I have to weigh them, you see. But that's where the Haggadah relates to the very essence of the undoing of the Ishus. The process of undoing of the Ishus. But where the question is simply a Gilui Milsa, there is no undoing of Ishus. It's simply a Gilui Milsa whether there is Ishus or there is no Ishus. So it's a Gilui Milsa Be'alma, it's an extraneous phenomenon. So there, the Gemara held that it's simply, that's the same thing as a Suffolk Chelev, Suffolk Shuman. There's no difference. Well, yes. The difference is, when the Gemara said Svarahi, what the Gemara held is like this. The Gemara meant according to taste for Svarahi means it's a Svarah that this is exactly like the case of Suffolk Chelev, Suffolk Shuman. Why? The Gemara knew it's Chazik Yisura, and the Gemara knew they never should have ever passed Mishnayim. But the Gemara held like this, that if the Haggadah Seir Echor is a Haggadah against an existing Ishus, and the Haggadah is testifying that the Ishus dissolved, it was a dissolution of the Ishus, then the Haggadah must be implicitly stating that it's contending with a prior Ishus. There's a prior Ishus, and the Haggadah is saying that this prior Ishus has been undermined. So there we say, in order to for Haggadah to undermine the pre-existing Ishus, so there you must have Haggadah Shnei Edim. Haggadah Shnei Edim is not enough. Okay? But where the Haggadah is simply saying that there is no substratum for the existence of the Ishus, It's not undermining the Ishus per se. It's just saying there's no substratum for the existence of Ishus. Ishus over here can't exist. That's a different kind of agada. That's agada that it's true. It removes the cheskes Ishus, but very indirectly. It's not, the agada is not a direct agada about the Ishus. It's an indirect agada. It's stating there simply can't be an Ishus here. So the Gemara in the Hav Min Hel, that's the first line, Svarahi. The svara was that this is mida dahavi achaticha suffik shal chelav suffik shal shuma, because over here it's simply an extraneous hagada pertaining. It's true, it's pertaining to ishus, but just because it's pertaining to ishus doesn't mean it is ishus. A lot of things pertain to ishus. You don't have to have you do kedushin and you need shnayim, but you don't have to wait him watch him buy the ring. I mean, there are things that are extraneous to the davar shebara. So over here, the Gemara held that that's a svara. The svara is that even though this chazaka koma shachdan shulah. But anyway, just give an example. But over here, what the Gemara is saying is the Haggadah Seir Echor is simply stating that there's no substratum to the Ishus, and that kind of Haggadah, that's like suffik need to have a suffik shel of suffik shumah. That's what the Gemara held. Okay. This far is a good svara. As far the Gemara in condition is not a problem. The Gemara in condition says that Misa is mater, but it doesn't matter. But the fact is the aid is being magid that there is no baal. And if you're being magid, there's no baal, what you're saying is there is no circumstance of issues. There's no circumstance of issues. Issues are simply non existent. That was the Gemara's Havmin. So the Gemara's Havmin was that it's a good svara. The Gemara's Havmin is that it's chazak isura is halacha when the goddess Adis is directed against the isur itself, where the goddess Adis is a goddess that the ishus was dissolved, but where the goddess Adis simply says that there's no echitimtza of the ishus, that's not the same kind of a goddess, and that's Taishma's svara. That's Taishma's svara. Yeah. So that was a kasha, yes, no market edition. No, because the market edition said he's just matir, just in Mises, yeah. Matir, like Gershon. Yeah, but it's not Haggadah Eidus. The Haggadah Eidus is when there is no Baal, that's the process. But when there is no Baal, there's no issues. Period. That's the Haggadah Eidus. But where the Haggadah Eidus is on Gershon itself, that's a different thing. It's not the same thing, even though that's a separate halacha, that how the a separate question of how Misa is matir. But it's a consequence. But the fact is, if there's no baal, there's no issues. So therefore, there's no difference, basically. So Mashaina came where you're being made on a get. You're being made on the instrument that undermines the issues. Over here, it's true that Misa does undermine issues, but you're not being made on Misa undermining issues. You're saying he's dead. You understand? You're not. There's no good to say this. In Gershon, I got to say this is essentially on the undoing of the issues, on the kinyan that undoes the issues. You see, so that's where we say it's chazak isura. But even though Misa, the Gemara says Misa is the same thing, according to one shot, it's iskish, so it's the same thing. But you're not being made on Misa. All you're saying is that he's dead. So when he's dead, that's it. There's no issues. That's a fact. So there's no issues without a baal. So how it works is separate. But the fact is, the Haggadah Eidus on the fact that he's dead is not a Haggadah Eidus directly on undermining the dissolution of issues. It's a Haggadah Eidus on a fact. And the fact is that there's no baal. And no baal, there's no issues. How it happens is a separate. But with that, go to say this on the get itself, because that everybody has to hold. That everybody has to hold that a get needs to. They can't, no one in the world can say otherwise. So I can think of whatever I have a minute. Matter of fact, that's Rabbeinu Tam's question in Gittin. That's Rabbeinu Tam's question, and we'll get to that in a second, which really supports our approach over here. So Rabbeinu Tam also. So at the so that's basically how Taisa signs. Svara means that it's a svara, that this is the exact same thing as suffik chelev suffik shuma. That's what it means, svara. Why? Because even though I never shabbat b'shnayim, But over here, what we're doing is simply you're removing the whole, the physical substratum of Ishus. That's all our God is. There is no Ishus. So there, it's not a problem of a davashab of a schazik isura. Because our God is not our God, I'm going to get to the isra itself. That's why the Gemara allowed. Now, yeah. The limud of the Gemara from the equation between okiyomos or gershin, the equation is simply that the isra ishus does not survive the misa. It could have, but it doesn't. But you don't have to. There's no aloha in davar shebe'al pachas mishnayim. You have to see the guy dying to witness the event of the dying that's matter the ishus. That's crazy. The fact is that there's no baal. There's no ishus. And the ishus the equation is that the ishus doesn't survive the baal. Okay, doesn't survive the misa of the baal. That's a separate thing. But it's not the there's no the God is not on the davar shebe'erva itself. It's just the fact remains that when there is no baal, there is no ishus. That's it. And that's all the God is discussing. They're discussing the that which the halacha necessitates for ishus is the existence of a baal. They're just saying there is no existence of a baal. Masha'ini came by Dershin, where the Haggad is related to a process that is undoing the ishus. You have to have Haggadus Aedus being magged that this ishus was undone in the following matter, and I witnessed it. And I witnessed it. You have to witness the actual process. There we say in each nayan. That's get. Otherwise, the Gemara can never forget about the idea. The question raised on the Taisus answer about Nida, that Eina Becheska Shatei Roa Kol Shoa, Taisus in Gittin or in Yevamis, that Nei the Achshav Rosam, Makom Kamo Eschazik Asir Shatei Roa Kol, what's it got to do with it? I mean, she's a Nida. What's it have to do with she's a Becheska's Nida. So right now she's Becheska's Nida. Now you have to prove otherwise. You see? But there's, Taisvis in his approach doesn't know. What do you mean she's not Becheska, so she should be Ross or Kol Yamela? You wouldn't say a woman's not Becheska, Shatia Eishas Ish Kol Yamela, that maybe her husband will die, or maybe she'll get a get. I mean, why wouldn't I say something like that? The answer is it's nonsense to talk like that, because we're talking about the Isra Eishas Ish per se. And the Isra Eishas per se is what we're dealing with. It's not her. You understand? It's the cheskes eishes ish that she has. The shame eishes ish shebo is the schazek isura. Right? So if that's the case, so by nida also, I should say it's the shame nida shebo. That's the schazek isura. So what's it got to do with the fact that at other times she's not going to be a nida? You understand my point? So what's the answer? The answer is what? Exactly. In Nida, it's the Isha. It's the Isha. That's the entity. You have to show me that the Isha is a Schazik Yisura. You see? Masha Eina came by Eishas Ish. It's not the Isha. It's the Shem Eishas Isha bar. That's a Schazik Yisura. You follow what I mean? So in Eishas Ish, you identify her as an entity of Eishas Ish. So you can't say she's not always going to be an Eishas Ish, because insofar as the entity of Eishas Ish, that's it. That's our essence. You see? But by Nida, Taisa is saying a strange thing. He's saying she's not Becheska, so she should be a Nida Kol Yamela. Who's talking about her? Let's talk about the shame Nida Sheba. The shame Nida Sheba is always there. There's no, you can't say Nida is sometimes not Nida. Right? So what is Taisa saying? So Taisa is telling you that you treat Nidus in a different manner than you treat Eishas Ish. In Eishas Ish, it's the Eschazek Isur B'negeah to the Shem Eishas Ish. But in Nidus, it's Eschazek Isur B'negeah to the Isha. That's where the Eschazek Isur is. You see? It's Eschazek Isur. And B'negeah to the Isha, you can't say Eschazek Isur, because she's not Becheskas, that she should be Roakol, that she should always be a Nida. You can't say about an Isha that an Isha is Becheskas, that she should be a Nida. That's what Taisha says. But Taisha's answer is really a subtlety. I mean, the subtlety is behind what he's expressing. I mean, that's always the way Taisha says. He expresses the difference, expresses the point, especially to understand the idea. The idea behind what Taisha is saying is that Nidus is different. Why Nidus is not, there's no, Nidus is, Nidus is a condition in the Isha. You see? So what's a schazek isura is the Isha as a schazek isura. And insofar as that's concerned, there's no schazek isura because you're not becheskes that she should be roa kol yamena and she could be tovel. See, that's why to me the two Tosfos are alike. Tais over there in Nida, I mean in Gittin, I'm sorry, in Gittin, Taisva says that, he says, the Gam Biyada Litva, right? He says, what's Chazik Yisur? Shavar Shiva Rosh, I mean, Taisva. Yeah, the Gam Biyada Litva. Yeah, yeah. So I don't think Taisva means that he's breaking it up into two Tarutsum of Biyada and not Biyada. What Taisva means is simply, Taisva doesn't say that of it. Taisva says, Lois Chazik Yisur Shatira Lola. That's just expressing why, because if nidus would be something that once it occurs, it's a permanent thing, so then you can't say lo es chazik isura. So Taisva says, first of all, you can't say an isha is always becheskas nida, because she doesn't always have to see it, and she can go to the mikvah. So all Taisva is saying is, he's not breaking it up. Most people want to learn pshat, and Taisva is breaking it up into two terutzim. But so it's not becheskas shetei roa kol shara. And vis-a-vis this is biyoda. And he said, break it up into two components of nidus. I don't think you have to say it because Taisov here doesn't mention it at all. Taisov in Yavamis. He says, Shachar, when Kamakar lost Chazak Ashur, Yisur Shatir Lolom, Taisov, and what about why didn't say biyoda with all over here? The answer is, all Taisov is saying is that you can't say an Isha is Becheskas nidus. You can't say by nidus you have to say the Gavra, the Isha is a Chazak Ashur. You see, because nidus is a condition in the Isha that creates a Surah Biafar. So you have to. So the entity that you're referencing is the Isha. It's the Isha herself. That is Noah's Chazak Yisur. Mashaena came by Eshes Isha. You're not referencing the Isha. You're referencing the Shem Eshes Isha Bo. That's permanent. This fits very well in line with what Rav Chaim said, because Rav Chaim said that Nida is different than Shu'ar Arayas. That's one, and Nida is different than Shu'ar Arayas. Nida doesn't have the din Arayas, because it's not a halacha in the person of the, in the gavra of the individual. The difference would be, for instance, the difference would be, let's say, for instance, Yichud with a Nida. Is it an Issa Drabbanan or is it an Issa Daraisa? So David HaMelech was misaking an Issa Pnuya. So you could say that he was misaking Pnuya Tahora. You see? What about a Pnuya that's a Nida? So is that part of David HaMelech's Sakana? That's Midaraisa. So many think it's Daraisa. If I'm not mistaken, Reb Chaim held is not Daraisa. Why? Because it's not the Gavra is not a Gavra of Erva. It's a condition in her. So therefore, it doesn't come under the isurim of yichud midaraisa, which is only to an individual. The individual's an error, not because of a certain condition. She's nesa babia. But Taisvis, that's what he's saying. That's good, right? I was right. That's why by neither there's no mamzeris. Another question man faces, what's this going into the causes that she's roa? That's the cause. What's that have to do with the halacha? Halacha is now, but she did see. Now she's a nida. So now she's becheskas nida 100%. This is chazak isura. You have to prove otherwise.
What does
Tosfos mean? Yeah, that's what means kishavru shiva tahora mamela. He doesn't mean that now you can live with her. She still has to go to mikvah. What he means is that how does nidus work? Halachically, let's say she is Zav Gadola. So now, after 7 days, automatically, that status is removed. It's a status that's removed automatically. So it's in the halachic, now, you know, it's after Shiva Nakiyim, now that status is removed. She has a Cheskas Tahara now. She has to do Tefillah in order to remove the Chalos, didn't need her. But insofar as the status that she had of the Zav Gadola, that's gone, and it goes away in Mamela. So since it goes away in Mamela, Satay says the halacha itself is implies conditionality. It's a conditional thing that goes away by itself. That's by definition, the halachic definition is conditional. The whole institution is is a conditional thing. She just needs to know. She has to know it's a detail. The Shiva Nikiyim is the Metaher. But then there's a halacha of how she has to know that. She has to be aware. The Torah is Machayavar in Sphira Shiva Nikiyim. That's what Taish was saying. The Taish over there saying that if the Taish and Gittin is saying that if the halacha was such that you had to do something to remove it, then you could say that this kind of halacha, the Torah is distinguishing between two types of nashim, an isha when she's like this and an isha when she's like that. But since it goes away mamela, so you see the halacha views it as a conditional state. It's a halacha conditional state because it goes away mamela. So therefore, if it's a conditional state, so the entity is the isha. So the isha is not the isha. You can't say that the isha is chazak isura. So that's a separate. The bedikas that she has to do is to ascertain the Zion Akiyam. That's the Zion Akiyam that removes the nidus, not her bedikas. She do bedikas day 100 years more or more. It's the Zion Akiyam that does it. There's no din of Zion Akiyam. Bedikas wouldn't do it. What does bedikas have to do with anything? So the bedikas is just halacha in the Zion Akiyam. The Zion Akiyam remove it memela. That's once the Zion Akiyam go by, that's it, it's gone. That's what Taisha says.
Was that the Maisim Tfilah?
I mean, the other way to learn is, I'm not against that way. In other words, they say that Biyoda Livo, Taisha is not speaking about, there's two things he's talking about. The entity of Nidus, and that after Shiva Akiyam is gone, she's Becheskas Tahara. It's not that she's nothing until she goes to the mikvah. The whole institution of Nidus is gone, but there's a separate halacha that the chalos that took place in the gavra of the Nida, you can't remove. But the essence of the Nidus is gone, otherwise she wouldn't be Tahara. That's what there's a Tahara Mamela. So that's a second thing. That the affect of the Isser Bia requires tefillah. So that Taisu says Biyada. Personally, I think what Taisu means is Biyada Lithval, not because of the din of Biyada. But biyado litvo can't be permanent. Something that you could simply remove. Yeah, correct. That's what I think that's saying. That not because biyado, because of the din of biyado, but because it's biyado litvo means, as I said before, the first time, I like it better. In other words, that something which the person can simply remove, it can't be considered, that it can't be considered vis-a-vis that person as ischazik isura. You'll tell me biyado by tevel. That's a different thing, biyado by tevel. Because by tevel, that's not that you're referring to the tevel itself. That's a real ischazik isura. You don't say the Kree could sometimes be tevel, sometimes not tevel. That's tevel is the identity of the thing. So there you need the real biyado. There the biyado is biyado sakna. You understand what I mean? But over here, Taisus, I don't think Taisus means biyado biyado l'sakna. Taisus means tevel is not a condition. Tevel, that's the substance. That's a real ischazik isura. Yeah, so Taisus kasha and Gittin on Rashi is that Rashi, the way Rashi has it, the Gemara can't work out. Because you're telling me erechon lem bisurim means in all these cases, even where it's ischazik isura. So what's the Gemara's next question? Avalacha is chazik isura. Over there also is chazik isura. I just told you these cases. It's chazik isura. So you have to say, because the Gemara should say that that's only when it's biyada. The Gemara doesn't mention a word about that. So the shakel v'tar just doesn't flow. So Tei says you have to remove the case of the chazik isura. The Gemara is saying erech lem b'sum was low as chazik isura, like by chelav. Now the Gemara says, but where it's a chazik isura, it doesn't work. And the Gemara didn't bother to ask from Shita because Gemara's answer for that, because that's biyada. That's an extraneous thing. Okay, that's what Taisa says. Taisa says you have to say that when the Gemara said Rechem Ben Bisun, we're speaking about Lois Chazik Asura. And the Gemara attacks that premise by saying, what do you mean? That's only where it's Lois Chazik Asura. But Chazik Asura is not going to work. Okay? But according to Rashi, one of the cases itself was the case of the Chazik Asura, like Shita. So now what's the Gemara saying that it's not believed by Ischazik Asura? I mean, that one of your cases is just Ischazik Asura. More than one. Shchita and what? And the Nikra Gid. And Chuma. 3 out of the 4. Okay. Rashi seems to contradict himself in two Rashis, one next to the other. But I think the answer to Rashi is based on the machlokes in Rashi and Taisa in general. See, the question is, what is the Nemunas of Eirachot based on? According to Taisa, Nemunas of Eirachot is based on learning out from Nida. See? Whereas according to Rashi, it's not from learning out from Nida. It's simply a svara. Why? Because it's impossible to have a system where the Torah gives over mitzvahs to people and they have no nemonis on it. So the nemonis stems from the fact that it was given over to them. Okay? It was given over to them. So that's why when the Gemara says Erechanam Bisurin, it means everything according to Rashi. What's the principle of Erechanam Bisurin? The principle of Erechanam Bisurin according to Rashi is simply mitzvahs that were nimsoros to Klal Yisrael, to Yechidim, it must imply nemonis. Otherwise, you couldn't have it. So the Gemara says, that's the Gemara's first statement. Erechanam Bisurin. Why? Because it was, that's the general principle of nemonis, because the mitzvahs were nimsa. So the Gemara says that you could say when it's lowest chazak yisura that you have nemonis. You have to split the nemonis. You see, what the Gemara is saying is that you're right. There is a general institution of nemonis, but the institution of nemonis is split into two components. One component where it's a chazak yisura, and one component where it's not a chazak yisura. Where it's not a chazak yisura, so then there's no problem. But where it's a schazik isura, then the amonis is tied to the fact that it's biyado, that it's nimso liyado. If it's nimso liyado lasakein, that's a different kind. Then he has a different kind of amonis. But it's all under the same principle, according to Rashi. So Taisus can't learn that way because he doesn't learn. It's the same principle. He learns that you learn that from separate limud from nida. So if it's a separate lima from Nida, and Nida is not a Schazik Isura, so how could you mention the case of the Schazik Isura? That's a totally different thing. So the Machlekes, Rashi, and Taisvis is really the underlying Machlekes. That's what Rashi is saying. He's saying, Erecha Nemisun is a general principle of Nemonis. When the Gemara says Schazik Isura, Gemara is saying, but one second, there's two types of Nemonis. Where it's not a Schazik Isura, you have plain Nemonis. And where it's a schazik isura, then nemonis is dependent on the fact that it's given over to you. If it's when the Torah gave you a mitzvah, that's biyodo lasakno, that's a different kind of nemonis. Torah was nimsa liyodo, you see. So over here, by Eishes Ish, it's a schazik isura, and it's not, and he has no nemonis on it. So nemonis won't work. So now you need edus. And that was about Boz Mishnayim. Tosfos leaves out, because see, Tosfos learns that there's no general principle of nemonis that the Gemara could subdivide that idea later. He learns that it's a pure limud. So the pure limud is from Nida. Nida is not a case of a chazak isura. So Erechanam Bisurin is derived strictly from Nida, where it's not a chazak isura. So you only know a case of lowest chazak isura. Now the Gemara says, that's good from Nida, but that's where it's lo schazik isura. But over here it's a schazik isura. Aye, what about the other cases of, we have cases of schazik isura. That's a separate point, because that's biyodos, it's different.
Chelev? What's
the Chelev? Chelev is not a schazik isura. That's what the Gemara means. Chelev.
And you go
kid? Is a schazik isura. You're the losaka. The machlekes, Rashi and Taisha, the same machlekes as the other machlekes. Torah was moserately yodo to be misakein, so that means he has nemonis lasakno. So over there, even where, so that's, you understand, so that's the Rashi answer the Gemara is saying. That erecha nem bisurin is general principle that anything, any mitzvahs that were given over to you, you have nemonis on. You have nemonis on. Because otherwise it's not possible, how are you going to eat it after you eat in your house? But the Gemara says that's true, that principle is true. But there's where it's a schazak isura, the Torah, and the Torah gave it over to you in the second this thing, so then you have total nemanus. That's even with schazak isura. But if you don't have that, so then there's no nemanus anymore. Then you need edus.
Yeah.
It shows you how Be'edel Sakan works, according to Rashi. It's very beautiful, according to Rashi. Works out very nicely. The Torah said, this isur is yours to be misakin. That means this mitzvah is given over to you. So now you have nemanus on it. The Torah gave you nemanus on it. Yeah. But if it wasn't mosherah to you, so then it just comes under the general heading of mitzvahs. So there, if it's there, you have nemanus in general, but not against chazakas. There, against chazakas, you need haggadah seidus. That's what we said last time, principally. Haggadah seidus is against chazakas. According to Tosfos, this chazak asur business, the whole avmin maskana. Sorry, but according to Rashi, what is this chazak asur? This chazak asur is simply a plain halacha. That where do you need haggadah seidus? Against chazakas. I gotta say this you need against chazakas. Where there's no chazakas, so eirechor is neman. Except the adlasakin, because that very thing was nimsa liyodo. It makes perfect sense. Rashi is right. No, the answer is, why isn't nikra git considered as chazakas? Or I said, a behema is becheskas that has gidim. What? Because what? Yeah, but that's biyodo. But then Taisvis should have said that he shouldn't have used Nikar Gid either. Taisvis is very exact. He says it's okay to mention Nikar Gid. He said he should not have mentioned Truman Shchita. Exactly, it's just a condition. No, exactly. You know, it's the same thing as Bainida. You don't say the Behema is Bechezkas Isis. So that is the Behema is because there are Gidim there. Because they could be removed. It's just a condition. There's no cheskas iser in the behema. That's just in a certain, it's in a condition of it. Yeah, the Ramban says, Utmiyoli, Lamay de Kamin Hashta, Hecha des Chazak Yisur lo mehemen, Ela me'ata motzatan agolas shchuta b'shuk, o ba'ashpa. Right? Ubo Yisro v'omak sherehi, shebefonai nishchata, mi lo mehemen, the afri shehuchsiko be iser shebeima b'chayel b'cheskas iser omeres v'arei im nevelohi biyado l'sakin v'afilu b'shalatzmo loyei nema el b'shochel atzmo o shereu shochet like Tosfos says echad amalagabov v'inami nema b'chol stam bosar shechazokahu Shechazaka who shochat the biyado l'sakein hava, afa pishim nislablo and nisnabla biyado, achshavein biyado. Hava b'motzei. Oh, yeah, so achshavein biyado. And there's a little gimgun lashon here. I mean, I said brackets already. Hava b'motzei makom sheyesh lochosh l'nevelo l'shchita sakom, eino nemot. There's something gum in the lashon. But at any rate, basically what the Rabban is saying is, he's asking Taisus Kasha. So his answer is, I was sugi zu shailas ba'alman in a midaraisa. Shailas ba'alman in who? Midaraisa min ola. Ula ola midach eirach nam bishon. That's it. I think new Rabban's a little better lashon there, right? They try to. B'chol isra, period. That's it. Let's take the Ramban's Biyado L'Sakin, the Ramban the Yavamas. Ramban the Yavamas says, if it's Biyado L'Sakin Achshav, I could understand that he's Neman. But if it's too late already, then we have problems. Or if it's an Erechot being made on a Tanagola, Shchuta B'Shuk, so he can't do anything about it, he never could do anything about it. So he holds that that's not considered Biyado. So what's the idea of Biyado according to the Ramban? So the Ramban is saying is like this. Ramban is saying, according to the Ramban, it's not edus. You see, if you could fix it, it means you're not being made on objective facts. Because it's still under your control to determine these facts. So then it's not in the realm of Haggadah Seiris. It's not in the realm of Haggadah Seiris. There it's Allah of Nemanis. That's Allah of Nemanis. I could fix it now. I can control it now. I could change the facts right now. The facts are in my hands. It's not Adis. So it's simply I have Nemanis that it's kosher. Otherwise I would fix it for you. I'll fix it. I have Nemanis. I have to say simply, I'm just not a Neman. I'm not telling you there's no Adis. There's no Adis over here about an event. There's no event. I could change it right now. I'm telling you it's kosher. I could change it. I can make it kosher right now. So you don't need any haggadah on an event. It's strictly nemunis that I'm not being machal yatafis because I could change it. You don't need it. There's no institution. Simply, the Ramban is saying there's no institution of Adis if there's no event. There's no event. But in the case where you find Tanagola Shchuta B'Shur, now it's an event, we have to know what happened. So you can't say Biyodo. According to the Ramban, the definition of Biyodo means it's not an event. It's not an event. I'm giving you this word, I'm telling you it's kosher. I could be misakin right now. So there's no fixed event. I determine the event. I could determine the outcome of the events. So there it's simply Nemonis. You see?
What?
Yeah. Even if it's a Schaz Yisur. If there's no concept of Haggadah, it doesn't matter if it's a Schaz Yisur or not. The fact is that I could fix it. Since I could fix it, it's out of the realm of Adis. Because Adis is only where something happened and now a fixed event happened and we have to determine it. But if I can determine the outcome of the events, so then that's not Adis anymore. That's halacha and emanus. Yeah, I have an emanus that I'm telling you is true. But where an event occurred and now there's a suffix as to what it is, or there's a chazaka that it's no good, now you need Haggadah Seiris. And there will work. So that's where the Ramban is stuck. Because if that's the definition, that whenever it's, when it's biyodo, there is no event, and I can still determine the outcomes of the event, so then there's no, it's not Adis anymore, then you're just relying on me that I'm telling you it's good now. Okay? Then the Ramban has problems. Because he has insurmountable problems. Because what are you going to do with finding an off Peshuk? What are you going to do with Shechita in general? Could have been the snob and the snob of Yado. I mean, all these things are, they're not under his control anymore.
Yeah.
That's basically Ramban's kasha. But Tosfos seems to have had a different idea of Yado. Because Tosfos' idea, and that's what Tosfos is very strong about, you see, because he says you must say this, because otherwise how could you believe anybody? Now, what are we going to do with the Ochel Shechita? Some from Al-Noshim, and even where it's not, even where you can't say it's a rove, I mean, we still rely on the Echad, and I mean, the same problem as the Ramban. So therefore, Tosfos says that Biyodo doesn't mean right now, before it's too late. Biyodo means it was at some time Biyodo. Afagavdashna ain't Biyodo. Mekara hoya Biyodo lishcha. So what is that? What's the idea of Biyodo according to Tosfos? I don't think Tosfos is running his argument from being Dehar. He's running from Maisim B'chol Yom. Maisim B'chol Yom, that's what he says. He says, how could you do, what are you going to do? He says, my Mehemet, the law Matsina B'Shemakam, she starts B'Gadl, Echad Amal Gabov. You only by cutting, you only by Gadl Amal Gabov. Maisim B'Chol Yom, the Mehemet, that's the question. Maisim B'Chol Yom. Can't be, the whole Masorah is wrong. This is one thing to try to find the Svar and Tosfos that may Karahaya B'Yadah, that's one thing. But the case by Nashim is almost impossible. You're relying on Nashim for Shechita. And she doesn't know Hilchah Shechita. So you're relying on her because she could learn. Because she could hire somebody to do the Shechita. According to Tosfos, I mean, it simply means wherever you could effectuate the outcome, So you have nemanus. In other words, any event that you could effectuate the outcome, so you have nemanus. So let's say like by the Isha. She has nemanus about Shechita. She can't do Shechita. She doesn't have any knowledge. So why should I believe her? It's not Biyada. No, she could. She could learn and then become a Shechita. Or she could hire somebody to do the Shechita. So she can effectuate the outcome of the Shechita. So then, even if it's a schazik isura, as long as the outcome can be effectuated by this person, or in any case, let's say by a shechet himself, it's a schazik isura, and now it's too late. Maybe it was nesnabla b'yado. No, as long as you can effectuate the outcome, so there's nemanus. It doesn't matter how.
Even though it's just in the abstract, you can effectuate the outcome.
That's correct. Even in the abstract, right? It's a fact that could have been effectuated by you.